mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Front page of the Drudge Report, one of the top stories since last night. It is all over TV, all over radio, exactly as we had planned. That's the reason I did the whole Joker bit, because I don't take myself too seriously sometimes. I did it to promote the contest. And I did tell people last week and on the Sunday show and yesterday, please put it in the commons area, light poles, telephone poles, in the bar districts, on the bulletin boards. Don't do anything uncivil. Check your local laws. But the media is saying it's an act of vandalism, an act of terrorism, and they get to whine and suck their thumbs out of hundreds of cities. I mean, we're talking Belfast, Ireland, London, England, Sheffield, England, Moscow, Russia, Tokyo, Japan, San Antonio, Texas, Dallas, Texas, San Diego, Los Angeles, Seattle, Kansas City, St. Louis, Indianapolis, Indiana. Everywhere. I mean, the videos are pouring in, hundreds of them. And I'd say 98% of the videos, I've seen a couple, 98% looked at the contest rules and are following them, haven't been too overzealous. You're putting them on power poles, common areas, hanging them up over other broadsheets. That's what I said. Hang them up in those high traffic areas. And so when they try to whine and suck their thumb and say, you need to be arrested, you can go, oh, did you call for arresting all these rock and roll posters and church posters and broadsheets and local ads for the five and dime or the swap meet or the flea market or the lost cat or the lost dog or the missing persons? We posted a bunch of these photos. You can just Google handbills on wall or flyers on power pole or light pole. You'll get thousands of images. You've all seen them. I mean, what pole, what wooden pole in a town or city doesn't have? I knew, because I always thought it was almost a work of art. I knew that when I Googled nails in telephone pole, that it would be art, that photographers, because I've seen it many times and thought, that looks like a work of art. All these thousands of individual, diverse nails, different types, nailed in different ways, some crooked, some straight, old pieces of metal ripped off, staples. I remember when I was putting them up last week, dressed as the Joker in South Austin on Oltorf. This is a work of art. So this morning when I call Watson up and I said, I'm going to send you some images of people that have taken photographs of nails as art. I mean, people put so many posters up, so many broadsheets up that from 8 feet in the air down to 2 feet in the air on the side of the pole, it's just solid nails and staples. And I think it's kind of pretty. And I'm glad other people think the same thing. It doesn't matter anymore. I'll probably be arrested because I try to be artistic. I'm evil. I'm bad. It's okay to put the sign up saying you've got a garage sale. But don't you put an image up of Barack Obama as the Joker. And then there's the whole hypocritic area, the hypocritical area, the hypocritical angle of you can show Bush as a vampire, a demon, a devil, a joker. That's fine. In fact, we even found old clip art where they'd had programs hanging him up on power poles. That's okay. But no, they're on the news saying we need to be arrested. Oh, yes, sir. You don't hang up our Lord, our Savior, Barack H. Obama. We'll go over all this, play some of the news clips, tell you about all the big guests we got lined up today, like Steve Quayle, and we got the fella that made the big stir with the gun outside the Obama event. He's coming on.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should.
He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
You.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we got Paul Watson, the author of this PrisonPlanet.com story, joining us in T-minus 23 minutes. Exercising First Amendment, now vandalism as corporate media attacks Obama Joker contest. Drudge Report carrying it as top story since last night. One of its top stories in the top row. And it goes on from there. Obama says grandmother's hip replacement raises cost questions. That's Bloomberg. Yeah, I can't let grandma have that hip replacement. You just go off and get on an ice floe, lady, and go die, according to them. Obama sees threat at these town halls, and AP weighs in. Officials see rise in militia groups across the U.S. This is the new pre-government inaugural bombing, where they're going to bomb themselves so everybody feels sorry for the government so they can raise new taxes on us. That's the big news today. I'm going to be going over that. Also, when Steve Quayle joins us coming up in an hour, Obama says that we all need to take 3 to 4 of the new genetically engineered, cloned, it's cloned. That's how they can come out with vaccines in a month or two instead of 6 months in the old-fashioned way of doing it. This is one of the top German magazines, Bild. Does virus vaccine increase the risk of cancer? And it's grown in cancer viruses. And I tried to explain to people that the Rockefellers by the 20s, under research they were funding, discovered that most cancer was viral. So they set up the Cancer Research organizations in the country. One in a couple hundred people would die of cancer then. By the 50s, it was one in 33. It's now one in two. It was one in three. It's now one in two. Cancer's like getting a cold now. And so they put the cancer viruses in the vaccines. They're also communicable once someone has the vaccine in them. I mean, this is mainstream news, but it's in the news today again. And then you get cancer, and then they extract all of your life savings in the expensive cancer treatments. I mean, these people are geniuses. Very twisted, very wicked, ultimately evil. They funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. They funded Adolf Hitler. That's Encyclopedia Britannica. They funded all the major eugenics. They fund Holdren. They fund Ted Turner. They fund Bill Gates. They fund the Margaret Sanger. They currently are the main funders of Planned Parenthood. I mean, they fund it all. And so roll your sleeve up. David Rockefeller, Senator Rockefeller have got a prize for you. They make Hitler, Stalin, Mao, Jeffrey Dahmer look like disciples of Christ. And I risk my life every day telling you about them. I do everything I can to expose these people. Believe me, I can't deal with the fact. It totally shakes me up every day. But I don't run. I flee forward. And that's why I get more aggressive, more in their face every day. And it's a response to being in the battle front lines every day. I mean, I'm not running from them, so I'm getting wilder and wilder in my confrontations with them. And that doesn't mean that I've got all the answers or even doing a good job. I'm just throwing myself at them, you know, doing the best I can. It's really that simple. I mean, I look at it this way. I'm risking my life, my name, everything in this fight. I might as well go 110%. And does that mean every punch I throw, every kick I launch, every karate chop to the neck of tyranny I take is going to be thrown just right or going to strike home or going to have the proper effect? No, but it means this. I'm going 110%. Tooth and nail. That means I'm biting, I'm scratching, I'm headbutting, I'm ramming right into them. And I'm telling you, ladies and gentlemen, if you just research these sickos' writings and what they've done and what they're doing, you would decide to take action as well. There is no other way. And a lot of people criticize me because at a subconscious level, they are afraid of fighting tyranny. And at a subconscious level, they're afraid of committing. And at a subconscious level, they are threatened by someone who is a wild man. But we all have to unloose that human spirit. We all have to take action if we love our families. We have to break the spell we're under, the mesmerized trance we're under, and get it on. I mean, it's time. It's time to stand up and speak out and have your voice be heard loud. It's time the enemy hear your war growl and see your war face. It's time they know. And believe me, they're scared now. I've been really watching a lot of television to track enemy operations. It is torture, and I'd only do it when I already see other indicators that they're getting ready to launch staged terror attacks because I can get more cues of actually watching them than just reading the transcripts of what they read off the teleprompters. I get a lot from that, but it adds another dimension to actually watch them. And I watched over an hour of television this morning, and I can give you a report on that here in a moment. Anyways, let me tell you who we got coming up today. We have the gentleman coming on. It's not really a retraction, but it is. It's a clarification. We said maybe a patriot out there down the road. People do wear guns openly, and I think it's a good thing to exercise the Second Amendment, because if you don't exercise it openly and proudly, you lose it. And I've commended people that do wear firearms openly, which is legal and lawful in almost every state. But the public's been conditioned that isn't the case, so it's good to break those taboos. And you got incredible courage, and I salute you. But the way Chris Matthews and others were reporting it, they were acting like there was somebody out there right in the crowd with Obama with a gun. And I said, if the Secret Service allowed that, this has got to be staged. And then I saw the earpiece, and the guy was clean cut, and I said, that might be some foundation person or some merc or who knows. I said, or it may be a patriot. But then We soon learned from Gary Franchi that he knows the fella and that he was down the road at private property that was putting on a demonstration. And I just salute him, and he's coming on the last 30 minutes today. But even that type of bold courage even shocks me sometimes. And the establishment tried to use it as propaganda, but this gentleman went on Hardball and absolutely skewered Matthews. Because what Matthews does is he does test. He loves the fact that he knows a lot of history and is intelligent. And so he'll sit there and throw things out, and if you're wrong, he'll scream at you and say you're wrong. And he does it to politicians. He did it to State Senator Kirk Watson once famously when Watson didn't even know one of Obama's foreign policy issues. I mean, and Matthews, of course, can look really smart because he also pre-scripts what he's going to say. But this guy knew every historical issue, every quote. And Matthews is one of these classic eugenicist elitists. He suddenly got respectful and said, oh, you're actually a human being. Oh, okay, well, I see what you're saying. Okay, I respect you. It's very weird with these Georgetown elitists. It's like when they figure out you know, they suddenly get real nice. I mean, I've been around high-level elitists before, run into them at events, and they'll say a few tests to you, and as soon as you know facts, they go, oh, you're... It's they have really weird rules. It's a very, very strange crew. They actually admire those of us that fight them. But they say, you should join us. The cattle are too stupid. But see, I'm not going to be immoral and sit there and feed off people. I don't want my children growing up in a country with a bunch of corrupt parasites that seek to limit human destiny and seek to limit human horizons and seek to limit the dynamic human spirit. I have a love affair with humanity. I have a love affair with art and literature and beauty and goodness and innocence. And I know how horrid I am, warts and all. I understand that, but I also know that we can reach for something better and something greater. And it is a great crime committed against the species and humanity that the elite, the controllers, the engineers, have studied how our species works and would play this wicked game of fraud and deception and dumbing down on their own people. And the elites try to say, well, we're a different group of people. We're a different species. We're Homo sapiens sapien, you know, super... or Homo sapiens sapien illuminated. You know, they have different terms they use. And if you were really Homo sapiens sapien illuminous, as you say you are, you wouldn't be trying to dumb people down and poison them culturally and chemically. Yeah, you got sunshine coming out of you, but it's black sunshine right out of hell. All right. Again, Steve Quayle coming up, the gentleman that went out there with the gun. We got Daryl Rundis popping in. He's launching You Do News today, youdonews.com. Very exciting. We'll be uploading some of our videos there. Very proud of what Daryl's doing. Great guy. And we'll be able to talk to Steve Quayle for much of the 2 hours about does vaccine virus increase the risk of cancer? The swine flu vaccine has been hit with new cancer fears after German health expert gave a shock warning about its safety. That's a major, huge German investigative publication. Very respected. Bild.de is the website. And I told you, yesterday that Helga, who's given us many good tips from Germany over the years, she previously lived in Austin, Texas. She's a German. Immigrated to the United States, but she moved back to Germany. She told us this, and then it did end up popping up in the news. And she told us that on Monday. This came out on Tuesday. She heard this on national German news radio, but here it is in the newspaper. Okay, we'll come back and go over the fact that we're on the Drudge Report. Thanks, everybody out there taking action.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out? Pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now and you will receive a 1 week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Nationwide, putting up Obama fascist, Obama socialist, Obama Infowars.com Joker posters, which has now gone viral in every town and city. I mean, we're getting thousands of emails, hundreds of calls. It's got to be over 100 videos we've been sent of people all over the world posting these. Suddenly, Congress is being faxed the Obama poster with a swastika on his head with the N-word. And I bet my pinky, put it this way, 98% chance that the Democratic Party is doing this themselves. In fact, I need Kurt Nemo, Paul Watson, whoever, to go get all these past articles in the last couple of years where mainly black college students, but also Jewish college students, paint swastikas on their dorm room and do it on their house and do it on the black church. I mean, every time people do this to themselves, it's a false flag. Now, there are idiots. It may be a meth head, one-toothed, white supremacist idiot. Those people certainly exist, but there's not very many of them. Believe me, I'm a white guy in Texas. I used to go deer hunting and hog hunting and coyote hunting. I've been hunting Colorado, Texas, you name it. I've been around the campfire with rednecks hundreds of times. Never heard the N-word. Never heard people talk bad about black people. I don't know. I remember back when Jesse Jackson was running for president, being at a deer camp, and people going, I'd vote for him if he wouldn't raise my taxes, and if you don't like him, they say you're racist. I do have a vague memory of that, of people making biscuits and gravy at 5 a.m. about to go out and go hunting. And I do remember that. I have a memory of that, being about 10 years old. That dates me. It was that long ago that people like Jesse Jackson were running for president, 10, 12, I don't know, something like that. I was a little kid. But all those old guys have been around the world, though. That was out on our property, family, friends hunting. All those old World War II vets are dead. Most of the Korean War vets were dead. Those were neat old guys to hang out with. You know, it's not about sitting up in a deer stand or up in a deer blind, bow hunting or hunting with a rifle. It's about just the primitive ancient rite of sitting around a campfire. But my issue is, 9 times out of 10, and we have written big detailed articles about, I mean, the Miami Herald's reported about top white supremacist leaders forming and leading the white supremacist groups or government agents, and it came out in federal court that Hal Turner was a federal operative but threatened too many people, so they went ahead and burned him, which is a word to the wise, all you feds out there. And Jewish guys like Hal Turner, I mean, you should really know that you're just going to get set up doing that kind of stuff. Friends with Sean Hannity. That is despicable, burning their own operative. I mean, it's admitted in court records. He was a Fed. But he threatened some state judges, and they filed separate state charges, and they don't care. They went and grabbed him. What a moron, because those judges actually got death threats, you idiot. So I'm getting death threats now, and I'm getting scores of emails. I mean, we didn't count them, probably 50, 60, 70, I don't know, going through them. Here's one from Chanda. I think you should be thrown in jail for what you're trying to promote. He is and still will be the president of the United States, and there is nothing that your white supremacists self can do about it. You are a disgrace to the human race, and I hope Obama puts you and your crew under the jail. And they say this in 2 newscasts I have. In another newscast that was on a Florida station, I can't find it now. It's off their main page. They say it's the most horrible thing they've ever seen, and we need to be arrested. And then it shows them ripping off telephone poles, saying the police are investigating who put it on telephone poles. So now, if you've got a sign, I mean, I expect uniform enforcement here. You got a sign saying, come to our garage sale, or I'm looking for a white cat with black spots, or I'm looking for a brown dog with white spots or whatever, or I'm looking for a Siamese cat, arrest them, folks. They're criminals. You put a yard sign up, or you put a sign up over a rock and roll poster, it's over for you. And you want to see the comments on these TV stations. Now, 9 out of 10 are saying, hey, people put these signs up a bush. I'm a Democrat, but this is hypocritical. But 10% are saying, arrest this Alex Jones right now. Arrest him. And it's all over the Drudge Report. And this feeds in to what we're going to cover when we get back. They're getting ready to carry out a new Oklahoma City. I see them doing it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
Steve Quayle coming up in the next hour. He was already set up for the show today. But that's perfect, because the Southern Poverty Law Center is savaging he and I as basically Nazis. Doesn't matter, Steve really gets criticized for being a big supporter of Israel. These people don't care. It's unbelievable. Keep lying. Keep sending me all the listeners. Call me any lies you want. I love it. Make it up. Say I'm a reptoid. Say I'm a Vatican assassin. Say I'm a Mossad agent. Say I'm a Nazi. Say it all. Because people are going to come to this radio show and the websites InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and they're going to find out the truth, ladies and gentlemen, and they're going to find out that you're a liar. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center gives the orders in America. And even more so than the ADL, I found, it was Southern Poverty Law Center that ran and set up the Elohim City white supremacist compound that came out in FBI documents released under FOIA request. In one document, they blacked out one area. Then in another lawsuit that a judge ordered released, they blocked out the other. And then the Associated Press and the two major papers in Salt Lake City superimposed it and got the whole memo. Oops. Southern Poverty Law Center running the op with Tim McVeigh. Running the facility he came out of. And we have the sworn deposition of Larry Nichols that McVeigh was a black ops operator in special forces there to set up militias in the Patriot movement and was set up at the end. Then, of course, heavily drugged, Jolyon West in the MKUltra hearings in 77, was then his doctor from the time he was arrested through his trial in Denver to his execution in Terre Haute, Indiana. You can't make this stuff up. It's like the LA Times reports Theodore Kaczynski was in the secret MKUltra mind control program, the Unabomber. You can't make that up. Who could make that up? That's LA Times. Truth is far weirder than fiction. And that's why if you're in special ops and they got you following patriots around and they're telling you you're going to deliver a bomb here and you're going to do that, there's a good chance they're going to blow it up and send you to prison for it. They're going to grab you and keep you drugged up for 5-6 years and then execute you. Don't take part in any of these drills as a decoy. Same thing in 7-7. They hire these guys. We know they'd hired them to take part in drills. They put them on board those things, and they got real bombs. A few of them figured it out, ditched the bombs, got chased down in broad daylight and gunned down right out Piccadilly Circus. That was on the news. I mean, they'll chase you down and kill you if you don't carry out the bombing. This is how Black Op works. Best movie I've seen to describe it is Eagle Eye. People kept telling me for the last year, few years, watch that movie, watch it. And in that, you've got a computer at NSA and the Pentagon manipulating people, but it's not how it works. It's people doing it, but they also use computers. And you want to see a movie of how they operate, that's it. A lot of times, they'll do a type personality on somebody that they're controlled, they're focused, they're professional. They'll kill one of your kids, and they'll call up and go, your 16-year-old Bobby just died in that car wreck last week. That wasn't an accident. Now, your daughter, Jenny, the 9-year-old, is going to die if you don't do exactly what I say. Do you understand? Now, they know a lot of people will just shut down, freak out, go crazy, call the police. But they typecast. They know who... I tell you, these people are smart. They're psych warfare black ops experts. They have 180 IQs, the people running this. But they're evil. They're twisted. They're twisted geniuses. And it's going to take intelligent people that love light and liberty to rise up and crush them and expose their game. Now, the Southern Poverty Law Center, when Poplawski gunned down those three cops, gets home at 2:30, drunk. Mommy wakes him up at 7 a.m. His dogs are urinating everywhere. He's a pit bull collector. They're crapping all over the floor. He throws a fit. The cops get there. He kills one, throws a fit, kills two more. Turns out he's a white supremacist attacking me all over the internet. Southern Poverty Law Center has the computers within 2 hours of him in custody, feeds their spokesman who writes these reports about the militias and people, feeds their reporter saying he was a fan and that I influenced it. Turned out it was the opposite. We did keyword searches, proved it. They had to retract. The first person thereafter is me. Now, what does that tell you when the Southern Poverty Law Center and ADL are after me? Because they know my message and the information we're covering is devastating to them. Because we're shattering the left-right paradigm, creating unity. Now, unity against the bankers. Not unity under their agenda, which is the false unity they want. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I need your prayers now more than ever because I told you they're going to pull another Oklahoma City, and I told you you're going to start seeing militia and patriot demonization and mixing it in with white supremacists that are run by the feds in every case I've ever seen. It doesn't exist except in a few small cells of guys that drink beer in their garage and play pool. It doesn't exist outside of federal operations in every case. And we have hundreds confirmed. We've written articles with 30, 40, 50 links in some cases. We'll repost those today. They are now taking the Obama posters and putting death to Marxists and swastikas and things on it. With the same image that somebody put out saying socialist, we expanded it saying fascist. We've got to make it non-political or cover both left and right. Fascist does that. See, there I am trying to unify, not let them balkanize. And then now they're going to try to, and I'm getting the hate mail that I'm supposedly sending the swastikas out. Folks, this means we're hitting the enemy right in the heart. When you go in against the Death Star, they are going to fire at you with their big guns, okay? And that's what we're doing right now. We are taking the flak. And so the COINTELPRO is coming out of the woodwork. We're going to be attacked like never before. But that is the blessing. That means we're doing our job. And all these news clips are coming up in the next hour. Steve Quayle is also demonized. This is the big Southern Poverty Law Center report. And who do they come after? Who are they worried about? They're worried about former Campaign for Liberty, high-level person, military veteran, special forces officer, Stuart Rhodes of Oath Keepers, because he's real. I've sent people to the meetings. We've met with them. These guys are real. It's real. They're professional. They're serious. They're focused. The establishment is scared to death that we're going to reach out to the military and police and wake them up just to follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution. In April, Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes, a Yale Law School graduate, they really don't like that, and former aide to U.S. Representative Ron Paul, a Texas Republican, let's get Rhodes on tomorrow, and a hardline libertarian, hardline, ooh, worried about coming dictatorship. We know that if the day should come where a full-blown dictatorship would come, they did this, by the way, under Bush. See, because they can read the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, they can read the NORTHCOM announcements and the DHS reports we broke saying veterans and gun owners is what Homeland Security's for. This government is rogue and criminal. It's outlandishly, openly tyrannical. And so who does this report go after? It goes after the real people, Ron Paul, Oath Keepers, myself, Steve Coyle. A Yale Law School graduate and former aide to U.S. Representative Ron Paul, a Texas Republican with hardline libertarian, worried about a coming dictatorship. Yeah, because he can read the Army's own announcements. I mean, governors say stop running illegal checkpoints, and the Army says shut up in Tennessee. I mean, this is real, ladies and gentlemen. We know that if the day should come where a full-blown dictatorship would come, or tyranny, it can only happen if those men, our brothers in arms, go along and comply with the unconstitutional, unlawful orders, Rhodes told conspiracy-minded radio host Alex Jones. See, I got these creepy people. I mean, these are creepy folks, folks. These are hardcore people. Southern Poverty Law Center. I mean, they mean business. And federal officers should know they mean business. These are your little friends. And go read that federal document who was running McVeigh. These guys don't play games. Rhodes told conspiracy-minded radio host Alex Jones, imagine if we focus on the police and military, game over for the New World Order. I got a couple of these Southern Poverty Law ones. Where's the one with Steve in it? I got so many of these articles. I got them stacked up here in front of me. Or is that in that CNN report? Alex Jones, the radio host and conspiracy theorist, got wind of the plans and intervened. And interviewed a National Guard official, setting off an avalanche of angry calls and visits to his website from people who feared the exercise was really about imposing a dictatorship or martial law on the country. Tell them that any violation of your rights will result in live fire exercise, one such person wrote on Jones' InfoWars website. See, that's a comment. They love those comments because they can't get me saying anything, so they use the comments. If they come, come loaded for war. Now, remember, it was in the Iowa newspaper they were going to do door-to-door gun confiscation drill. It said a drill going after guns. And they were going to lock the city down with checkpoints, the town, the tiny town of 700 or whatever it was. Arcadia. But see, the way they write this, it's like... Oh, and how bad the internet is and how we mobilize and all this. So this is all going on. I'm going to bring up Paul Watson now, who just wrote a big article on this. We need to get out to everybody. They don't just in these newscasts, Paul, say the one person in the country that put one on a mailbox. And give me a break. You see people doing that all the time, but it's still not a good thing. We told people not to do that. We said do it in high traffic areas, poles, where people hang signs. Okay? And to check your local laws, that's in the contest rules, and I've said it on air repeatedly. But they imply that I'm out there hanging it up, and then they show them on polls and say it should be illegal and police are investigating. This is amazing, Paul Watson.
That's right, Alex. I mean, I've been tracking this for a week. You announced the contest around a week ago. And for a week, I mean, go and search YouTube. There's hundreds of places where people have put up these posters on light poles, on telephone poles, on trees, on the roadside, places like that. And the media didn't touch it for a week, even though these posters are everywhere. And so as soon as somebody puts two posters on a mailbox, it's this big shock horror, this feigned aghast reaction at the fact that this is vandalism. And now they're implying in these two news reports, this Florida news station, which we've got linked up there on prisonplanet.com, they're implying that it's basically vandalism and a criminal offence to put up flyers anywhere. That's the impression that they give.
Yeah, the reporter shows a lady pull one down off a power pole or off a light pole and says the police are investigating this vandalism.
Yeah, and of course, they don't care about vandalism. It's got nothing to do with vandalism. It's about chilling freedom of speech and intimidating political activists from going out and actually exercising their First Amendment rights. Now, to them, what people are doing, putting up these flyers, I mean, the Pentagon have told us what it is, what they classify it as, low-level terrorism. That's what they announced in June, that there was a Pentagon test, and one of the answers was, you know, which of the following equates to low-level terrorism? The options were attacking the Pentagon, IEDs, hate crimes against racial groups, and protests. And the correct answer on the exam was protests. So, to the authorities, putting up flyers of Obama as the Joker, which people did of Bush years ago, the same thing, is to them low-level terrorism. So now they're trying to portray anybody who exercises their First Amendment right as a criminal and eventually as a domestic terrorist, as you've just been talking about.
Well, the national media, scores of times a week and a half ago, took screenshots off the Drudge Report of the original Obama posters in Los Angeles. Now, he craftily last night and today, people can go look at it right now. In fact, get a screenshot, Paul. I don't know if you've already done that. They posted our posters and called it vandalism over the swastika on the congressman's, and I think we should check the congressman's hands for paint, you know, the poor victim, or some idiot kid did this. The point is that they are clearly trying to imply that putting up the posters is Nazi. I mean, that's what the Drudge Report is doing, and I guarantee you, the national news is already reporting on this, but I guarantee you, if it hadn't already happened, they are going to show a screenshot off the news of our posters with that swastika under it from a separate news report. I mean, this is how they work. Because I'm getting emails pouring in saying, how dare you white supremacist do this? And so it's certainly working, isn't it, Paul?
That's right. And I mean, the fact that, you know, they picked it up as soon as it went on the mailbox proves that they were waiting just to exploit that one example and put out this calculated editorial spin that's aimed at demonizing people who question Obama's anointed saintly image. Because the people they interview in the news piece, you know, express their shock, the disrespecting the president when his poll numbers, his popular approval, is sinking faster than Bush. In the real world, nobody's falling for it anymore, but they need to uphold this angelic saintly image of Obama to get his failing agenda back on track, which is why they're now coming out with yet more reports saying that the militia and patriots are going to be thinking about violence and linking the militia movement with a portend of violence in the coming months when, as you discussed earlier, the only examples of violence being linked to the militia or patriot movement were when the government used acts of domestic terror to frame the militia movement or the patriot movement as patsies, or indeed the patriot movement and the militia were the victims. You know, it was the BATF that killed 76 people in 1993 when they burned down the Branch Davidian Ranch, killed 20 children and two pregnant women. It was the FBI snipers that killed Randy Weaver's wife as she was holding a 10-month baby. They're the ones engaged in the violence, and the only time militia or patriot comes into it is when they're the victims or they're being framed for it.
Paul, I'm not tooting my horn. I just want listeners to understand we really know what we're talking about. I've been saying the last 2 weeks and throughout the weekend and the last 2 days, they're going to come out and say that anybody that's against open borders, gun control, Anybody who is against cap and trade taxes, carbon taxes, anybody who's against government-run health care is a white supremacist murdering bomber. This morning, watching CNN and MSNBC, they had the Southern Poverty Law Center on saying that the militias are going to attack and kill us. And notice this was already put out by the DHS report 5-6 months ago. So they are pre-scripting all of this. And I've been saying all week, they have got to stage terror attacks now or their agenda's dead. And so I've been telling people, get ready for this. We're now seeing the preparatory phase as they prep the public that this is going to happen. And so get ready. We've got to get the word out now, like I did 2 months before 9/11, that they are getting ready to stage something. I'm sorry to the feds that your bosses are going to bomb you. We're trying to stop it.
ECigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you, and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting ecigarettesnational.com. That's the letter E, cigarettesnational.com. ecigarettesnational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Oh, I hear the train a-coming.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around the bend, and I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down the San Antonio. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch
him die. Paul Watson, you've been with me now for, I don't know, 7 years? When since I you were 20. Blowing,
I hang my head
and your brother for almost as long. And the websites now, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, are the first and second largest alternative sites. Does it creep you out to have the Southern Poverty Law Center in every case come after us first? I mean, that's got to let us know. We are really making them mad whenever we talk about Oklahoma City.
It seems to be the case that increasingly we're being pushed to the forefront of this demonization campaign, which is to be expected because, you know, we're the biggest thing out there in terms of internet presence, certainly in this movement. But the big breaking news on this, which demolishes the entire foundation of the DHS, the Southern Poverty Law Center's claims, is a Freedom of Information Act request was made by Americans for Limited Government to find out what the basis of the now infamous report on right-wing extremism was, the report that was put out by the Department of Homeland Security under Obama now, of course. And this was also referenced in the Associated Press report today, which talks about this new Southern Poverty Law Center warning about the growth of the militia movement and potential violence, and also linking it with gun owners and then smearing them as, you know, being involved with people like Richard Poplawski, the Pittsburgh cop killer. It turns out that the main source of the DHS report on right-wing extremism, the main source from which they garnered the material to write the report, was a website which infamously, and now the vast majority of our readers and the people on the forum will know how ridiculous and kooky this website is. It infamously puts out disinformation on a daily basis. I'm not going to give the name out just to avoid them getting any traffic. But this website, amongst its other bizarre claims, one is that the government of the United States, via sophisticated radio waves, has been in direct contact with extraterrestrial aliens, and that the United States, through their scientists, destroyed a communication device that the Russians have got with these aliens. That's one of their main claims at the moment. And this website was the main source for DHS's report on right-wing extremism. Some of their links, they've got a PDF file, which was used by the DHS, of their sources for this right-wing extremism report. Several of the links of ADL and Southern Poverty Law Center, so it's just an echo chamber, basically. And then no less than 11 of the links on which they base their entire report are from this kooky, inane website that claims that the US and the Russians are fighting a war over communication with aliens. So the entire foundation of their report is based on this bizarre, kooky website.
But that's what they do. And then with that, they say veterans are terrorists, gun owners are terrorists, and train all the local police to take on veterans. Paul, let's do five more minutes, then get Steve Quayle on about this and a lot more. And we've got those clips coming up once we go live at PrisonPlanet.tv of all the demonization. We are under sustained New World Order attack by the government, the white supremacist, everybody right now.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients, full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
We
waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I got the Southern Poverty Law Center, the ADL, the national media, all attacking me. They've gone and gotten our images of Obama as a fascist, and they posted it on the Drudge Report right next to a swastika being painted on a congressman's sign outside his local offices. And they admit it's two separate stories, but they put them right next to each other, knowing the idiot public will think I did this. And so I'm getting death threats right now from just well-meaning morons who think I'm a white supremacist. And it's just unbelievable, this country. I mean, the way they manipulate the public. Because they know the public doesn't even read articles. They just go off headlines. So a headline will say one thing, and then the article says another. They're really upset about the listeners of this show putting the Obama InfoWars.com posters up in commons areas and on power poles. It's totally legal and lawful. There might be a few towns where it's a misdemeanor or something, so be sure and follow your local rules. But everybody puts up lost cat, lost dog, yard sale stuff. Especially political speech is protected. And they're on the news. We've got the news clips saying it should be illegal. I should be arrested. It's bad. Paul Watson, in closing, they are really coming after us right now. I mean, I know you've been listening the last few weeks. As I've been seeing all the pieces and saying they've got to come back with that mid-1990s demonization of militias and gun owners. And they did this in the 3 months before the feds bombed OKC, bombed themselves. And I just asked the feds and police, when your bosses kill you, minutes after the blast, remember who you saw. Follow people. Do the investigation. You'll be able to catch other compartments of the federal government or private mercs doing it. It's now come out that major mercenary arms were shipping arms in to the mercenaries. That's coming out in federal court. We told you they're blowing up the mosque and shooting our own troops. They will kill you. This is a multi-trillion dollar business, this police state. And there is no real army or real enemy. So they will occasionally... I hope the police and military understand this, Paul.
Yeah, and the establishment's definitely salivating over the prospect that some nutcase, some, you know, 21st century Marinus Bandaluba, some, you know, similar to the guy who shot up the Holocaust Museum, is going to create some kind of incident that they can exploit to demonize everybody. And we know that this is now their directed agenda based on the fact that this DHS report, which attacked gun owners, anti-abortion people, states' rights people, Ron Paul supporters, as domestic terrorists, you know, they call the alternative media domestic terrorists as well, was based on one guy doing 2 hours clicking around on the internet. The main source is this kook website.
And that's the site that always says that there's trillions of dollars from some ambassador, that some woman from 9/11 was alive and arrested in Zurich. You know, or that there's shootouts on the subway in Chicago. It's all definitely disinfo.
Yeah, the DHS did no rudimentary research or investigation. They interviewed nobody. All they did was click around on some kook website for a couple hours.
I don't think it's kook. I think that's done on purpose.
Then threw in some Southern Poverty Law Center links, some ADL links, and that's the foundation of their report. It's been completely discredited.
Well, they also go and find one semi-threatening thing on my website by a commenter, and they put it in there as if I said it. I'm just going to have to sue the Southern Poverty Law Center. I just don't have time to sue all these liars. I'm not a Nazi. I'm not a space alien. I don't work for the Vatican. I didn't see Jesus sacrificed in a hologram. I don't believe in flying submarines. Paul Watson, great job. Keep it up at PrisonPlanet.com, okay?
Thanks, Alex.
Thanks a lot. We'll be right back.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com. SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We've got 2 hours and 52 minutes left in this live transmission. About 5 minutes, Steve Quayle is joining us to cover the latest flu pandemic information and how that's being used as the pretext for a takeover of the country and UN control worldwide. Major German newspapers and publications and TV news and radio news reporting cancer viruses in the flu vaccines. We'll be going over that. The Southern Poverty Law Center, the Associated Press, TV stations, they're all attacking me today. I told you the feds were going to come out and say that militias work with white supremacists and they're going to attack the government. And then the feds are going to attack themselves, just like Hitler firebombed his own Reichstag to crack down on the public and arrest people and set up a police state. The feds did the same scripting before they bombed themselves in 95, and that's been confirmed in FBI documents. Now there's sworn affidavits from Larry Nichols. They are definitely coming after us, okay? And every time the Southern Poverty Law Center opens their mouth now, it's me. I'm their number one target now. They are coming after me, Ron Paul, and Oath Keepers. But first, Alex Jones. And you know why? Because I know what they're doing. I know their ball game, and it freaks them out. And when I keep pointing out to you that we know their ball game here at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, that's so people will pay attention to what we're saying and what we're doing. You see the big guns of the enemy going up against us. We are the challenge of the New World Order. I'm in God's hands. They don't want to kill me because that would underline everything I've said, everything I've done. Just like the Southern Poverty Law Center, page after page, demonizing me, we've got it highlighted. Let's zoom in on this. For PrisonPlanet.tv viewers watching that aren't just listening on the radio, if they kill me, it'll underline my name, just like we've highlighted it here in the Southern Poverty Law Center report. Because we know about the cancer viruses and the vaccine, and now we're pushing it out in the mainstream news with top scientists. We know how to defeat them. We understand their ball game. We understand what they're doing. But that doesn't mean they still might not set me up or crush me. They're very bold. Like, I'm not challenging the elite to kill me. I know you don't care. I'm just laying out the facts here. And for most people in the government, most people in life, this is not good for us. 99% of us, this is not good for us. It's less than 1% that this corruption is beneficial for. There's 6,000 super gophers, super managers, the elite, Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, wrote a best-selling book last year, wrote articles for the Washington Post, world government, global carbon taxes, neo-feudalism, 6,000 elitists working for less than 20 families. This is not my opinion. This is a fact. And all these years we warned people, and they laughed at us and said we were kooks. Now it's all come true. Our credibility is shooting up at all-time highs. And I knew this Joker poster situation. Well, when they said you're not allowed to, it's bad, it's racist to show Obama in a bad light, punch up my article that Paul Watson did where it shows Bush is the Joker, Bush is a vampire. The article's up on PrisonPlanet.com. It's exercising First Amendment now vandalism as corporate media attacks Obama Joker contest. Florida news station attempts to chill free speech and intimidate political activists by claiming that putting up flyers is a criminal offense. And then we have the flyers and news. There it is with Bush. Bush is a vampire. Bush is a joker. The Village Voice itself said it's okay to show Bush is a vampire, but not Obama. By the way, we had a big copy of that Village Voice poster. We bought one from the Village Voice hanging up in our office, the old office. Got lost in the move or somewhere in a box, but you know, we're against these puppets, these New World Order people. So we criticize Bush. We criticize Obama. I make a film, The Obama Deception, and expose him as a puppet. But he enjoys lying to people. He enjoys reading off those teleprompters. He does make me sick. But he's still just a puppet, and I wish him no harm. The establishment knows this. Now, watch the newscast. Look at these women, the looks of concern. You know, they're talking about some gun owner getting arrested. They smile and say it's good, but if they're talking about the First Amendment, oh, it's so scary, and they finally got somebody somewhere to put one on a post office box. So they got to, oh, federal offense. And then color of law, blur the lines. They're experts at that and mix it in with, oh, and on power poles, you'll get arrested. You know, don't do it anywhere. But in the same article we've got right here, look at that. Lost cat. In fact, let's punch up the actual article if we can. Lost cat. Professional football franchises hiring. A yard sale. Are they going to arrest? Are they going to go to the yard sale and arrest them? See, this is ridiculous. So hundreds of people all over the world, from Ireland to California, from Texas to Moscow, are putting these up. And they're putting up Gordon Brown's and putting Infowars.com on it. And they're putting up Putin's and putting Infowars.com on it. They're putting up, I saw some Japanese version with InfoWars. I don't even know who the guy is in the diet. The establishment is scared. So look at him. Oh, it's so scary. Doesn't matter that the Florida CPS has kidnapped tens of thousands of kids and admit 3,000+ are missing. Doesn't matter that Florida is totally corrupt and the government's collapsing and $23.7 trillion has been stolen. What matters is this Alex Jones. Here it is. As we
Barack Obama, they're being hung all over the city of Claremont, have many residents outraged.
Yeah, that's because the posters look like this, and whoever is posting them is using anything from staples to glue to do it. Eyewitness News this morning's Darlene Jones is live in Claremont. And Darlene, this is more than a political statement. It's vandalism.
It is vandalism. You can see that someone had stapled the signs to this utility pole.
Stop
here,
right there.
Residents obviously upset about this have...
See what they did back. See what they did yesterday is they went and found one on a post office box. And then the next day, it's now power poles. And that pole is covered with nails. If you look on it, everybody puts them up. I bet everybody here has put a sign up for a garage sale or a lost dog or cat, or you find a dog. I mean, my wife's always sees some dog wandering around or some cat that's got a thing around its neck but no tag. She'll go around and put, arrest her. It's over. Going to prison. So again, this is the chilling effect, but people are all on this local news site saying, we saw stuff, a bush as the devil all over Florida, and who didn't see him? You know, you didn't care then. Again, these, the left is always worst about free speech. They love going after free speech. Here it is.
Them on the ground.
The posters are on street signs, telephone poles, and someone was bold enough to put them up on mailboxes at the Claremont's post office, which is a federal crime.
He looks so mean and gruesome and evil, and this is not something that you want to, as an American, to portray your president, no matter what you think. You know, it's that's very disrespectful.
The signs depict President Barack Obama as the Joker or clown. Residents have filed reports with the local police and called the city demanding they come down.
I'd like to know who the person is making all this payment, to tell you the truth, so they can get their lease part of the punishment.
Known radio talk show host and internet personality Alex Jones is encouraging people to videotape
the post. Did you hear that? Notice they slowed it down where I was blinking my eyes, made me look like I'm retarded. I mean, they got every trick in the book going here where they slow it down right where I'm blinking. So it's like, Alex Jones. I mean, you guys just, and then this guy says, I need to be arrested. The guy saying do this, he needs to be punished. This guy isn't even American. Listen to him. I mean, why did you come to this country? Probably because you lived in a police state somewhere, right? Where there's sewage running down the street. Hit pause on it. I mean, you know, I'm glad you're here, buddy, but, you know, don't try to destroy the Bill of Rights. It's the only thing protecting you. And this woman right here, she doesn't, I'm not going to play it all. It's up on InfoWars. That we got three of them, and now there's national reports pouring in. And ladies and gentlemen, we do a contest. We say follow the laws, put them up where other posters are put up. Power poles, light poles, downtown areas where people put up other posters. But see, they don't care if you put up your rock band or your church or your lost cat or your yard sale or your hiring ad. Or, you know, that there's a hamburger place down the street. They only care about political messages. And it's so mean. You're not allowed to show him bad. Now, that's just our total American history and our spirit. So now somebody's faxing them in with swastikas on them. And I guarantee you that's somebody connected to the Southern Poverty Law Center or some group like that. I mean, they've been caught over and over again. Let's go to Steve Quayle. Steve, I got you on about the flu last week, but the whole police state and what's happening. I've got all these news reports demonizing myself, you, Ron Paul, countless other people. They are really getting scared right now. Meanwhile, major German publications, German TV, German radio, and Bild.de, one of their biggest, most prestigious magazines, about cancer viruses in the vaccine, top researchers. I mean, this is getting crazy. They are really concerned about us, Steve.
Well, they are, Alex, and I got to share something with you because I want to open my sharing with your listeners with a letter I got that's only a paragraph from a career police officer of 35 years who sent out your Obama deception videos to everybody he knows, including senators and congressmen. Now, let me read this to you, Alex, because this is critical. He said, thank you, Steve, so much for the program on Coast to Coast. You were so enlightening. I'm a police officer and have been so for 35 years. Everything you say is absolute truth. It's a shame the news media is bought off, and the only way you can get this info is through people like you and George that aren't afraid of the government. We have lost so many rights of citizens in this country, it's frightening. It's like the Hollywood movie, Wild in the Streets, made in the 60s, about when people get our age, they are euthanized. Here's what he says, Alex. I'm stockpiling ammo, food, because I truly believe when they finally take the guns away from the U.S. citizens, the next thing they will do is kill all law enforcement officers. There is no doubt in my mind that we'll go through the government computer banks and we'll get their names and addresses of all of us and destroy us and our families. He says, do not surrender their your weapons ever. That's the only thing that's keeping us around as a country. I sent an email, the Obama deception, to everyone I know, including two senators and a congressman that I personally know. Every citizen should email that clip to their congressmen and senators.
Stay there, Steve. And for those that know about Stalin and Mao and Hitler and the East Germans and Castro, the first group they go after is the cops. And they kill about 30% on average. They put another 30, 40% in prison, and then 20% they keep on the payroll. But normally only a few years. So the first people they're going to go after you followed orders, is you. Good point. We'll be right back.
If you'd like to replace the ineffective and toxic cleaning products under your sink, you need to visit BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean is the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms every other competitive cleaning product on the market today. BioGreen Clean is tough enough to take on the kitchen, the bathroom, your outdoor grill, and virtually anything in your car, home, boat, or office, yet is safe enough for your children and pets. BioGreen Clean does not contain harmful chemical solvents, such as commonly used chemicals, butox ethanol, petroleum products, bleach, hydrogen peroxide, annoying fragrances, or perfumes. BioGreen Clean is eco-friendly, effective, and your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. So get rid of all those harmful cleaning products and get the one that actually works. Visit BioGreenClean.com. That's BioGreenClean. BioGreenClean.com. Or call 877-572-6516. That's 877-572-6516. BioGreenClean. It works hard so you don't have to. Try it today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We're going to get into the police state, the cancer viruses and the vaccines, mainstream German news. We're going to cover it all coming up today with Steve Quayle. And in the next hour, we're going to open the phones up for Steve Quayle at 1-800-259-9231. But we're not opening them up till about 40 or 50 after. 1-800-259-9231. You can respond to anything you want to discuss. The demonization campaign against us, them coming out and saying, get ready for the militias to attack. That's your cue for the feds to bomb their own facilities. I mean, we are entering an incredible time. Steve, you're finishing up that police officer's letter. You said you have one more. I get a lot of these letters, too. In fact, the guys brought me in a great one yesterday. I never got to. But, yeah, people are really waking up, and that's good because the police are really starting to see what's happening. Go ahead.
Right. And, Alex, I want to make it clear. The time frame, we can't validate the fact that on the 22nd or 26th of August, there's going to be specifically a bank holiday. But when it's being talked about on multiple continents by multiple sources through multiple information sources, whether it's somebody who knows somebody, the friend of a friend stuff isn't what I'm interested in. It's the guys who are in banking and captains of banking and industry. That's what I'm concerned with.
Well, now, talking about a bank holiday may stop it, though, too.
Yes. Now, listen to this. Steve, and this is coming from someone very well connected, okay? Camp San Luis Obispo is training thousands of snipers for civilian unrest and to aid the police. I know this from people that are in that. I'm kind of paraphrasing so I don't give anybody's, give them away in that sector. He said that, listen to this, too. He confirmed that they're training troops and that it was indeed to aid the police with the problems that the police cannot handle. He told me that he is planning on getting out of California as soon as possible. Also, a friend of mine went target shooting in the National Forest last week and told me, this is in California, that the Fish and Game was searching vehicles and taking all weapons if ammo was present. They are out of control. A line needs to be drawn in the sand and say, which says, say no more and don't cross or else. Now, let's get to the poster campaign. Look, you did not start that campaign. You reported on a campaign. Now, whoever started the Joker poster understands the value of an image and the statement that an image can make over all the arguments in the world. We saw the movie V for Vendetta. The thing that I think is riling the powers that be is now is that the whole country is being brought into this, and I was listening to the news broadcast, and the man saying that whoever's responsible for this, listen, you did not start this campaign, and the police asking whoever started it to please turn themselves in is like basically the most inane statement in the world, because, Alex, let me share this with your listeners. I am so concerned, so worried about the next 2 to 3 weeks. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is not hyperbole when military is training all across the country. C-130.
And by the way, I'm going to stop you, Steve. This is not your opinion. I keep getting emails saying you and Steve are making this up. The Pentagon has announced that they've got Homeland Brigades for domestic ops, and the governors were in the Associated Press. In fact, print that again for me. On Sunday, saying, we don't like the Department of Defense power grab. What is this martial law? And they've already threatened Congress with martial law, and they're having military drills, and the governor of Tennessee said, stop it, and the Pentagon said, sit down and shut up. This is really going on. The time for denial is over.
Yeah, and I've got to tell you something, Alex. The difference is now we're no longer warning. We're giving up-to-the-minute reports until the time they shut you off, until the time they shut me off. Ladies and gentlemen, neither Alex Jones or I or anybody else is suicidal. So that's just total BS. And I want that clear, that the identification, vilification, now you're being vilified. Next step, Alex, is nullification and then destruction. But I'm saying this to all the devils that are out there. You have absolutely everything to fear from the living God and nothing to fear from the truth, except the fact that you'll be exposed. And Alex, I'm telling you point blank, you don't know this, but there is a cadre of intercessors. I'm talking about people who really do know how to pray, who really do pray, praying for your safety, my safety, and our safety, that people will get it. Now, the shills from hell, okay, who send you those statements saying that it's our opinions. I don't spend hundreds of thousands of dollars like you do a year to basically go out and post my opinion. We post news stories. We post editorials. We post blogs. We detail, detail, detail. The thing that's different about us and the shills is the shills only watch the vomit brokers on mainstream TV or those inane lady reporters, and they think somehow they've got it together. So, you know, when I get the emails, you and Alex, or you and me individually together, whatever, the bottom line is those are either disinformation agents or just denialists. And Alex, we are now at a full-scale red alert. There are too many things happening. There are too many activities.
Steve, stay there. I agree with you. I mean, I've been saying get ready for them to demonize the militias. That's in preparation for staged terror attacks. Ladies and gentlemen, what are you now seeing? We are entering the vortex right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
And Aqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. Air and Aqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? Air and Aqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. Air and Aqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's air and A-Q-U-A aqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Cyrus Jones from 1810 to 1913 made his great-grandchildren believe you could live to 103. 103 is forever when you're just a little kid. So Cyrus Jones live forever.
Take care, my friends. When you go, you go. Death's 100%. But what lives forever is your deeds. And I'm just so thankful that I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Steve Krell's our guest, going back to him in a moment. Even though all this craziness is going on, we continue spreading the word like we never have before. And we've got the white ones, the black ones, they're all in. We've sold out last week. We've got more in. The black ones are actually the best seller right now. The second best seller are the white ones with socialism on them. The black ones with fascism are the number one seller. But here it is. I meant to wear one of these today. I will tomorrow. But I like to wash shirts first before I wear them. Socialism, there it is. You see, when they came out and said it should be illegal to put these up and the person should be arrested a week and a half ago, I said, well, I'm going to stand up with the First Amendment. We'll put up some free flyers, ask folks to print them up, put them out. People said, you ought to do a contest. We said, okay, whoever puts up the most in public legal places, you'll win $1,000, second place $500, third place $200. And that contest and the rules are up on Infowars.com. Big banner right there. And then I started getting demonized by publications and news for it. And now they're saying I need to get arrested. Not just whoever put them up in Florida, but I need to be arrested. And it's always some foreigner, can't even speak English, saying, arrest him now. I mean, these people make me sick. Well, ladies and gentlemen, next they'll want to arrest you for this shirt. We've got to not give in to the chilling effect. We've got to take action and say no to them and their system. Because if you don't stand up for something, you will lose it. And on the back, it's got Infowars.com. There's a bunch of different variants. One just says Infowars.com. Some say in the Fed. Some of the t-shirts say wake up before it's too late or stop the criminal, Infowars.com. So a bunch of different variants in black and white. They say fascist. They say Infowars.com. They say New World Order. They say socialism. You know, whatever your view is, all these are bad isms. We've got the shirts, ladies and gentlemen. We do tell folks, like we've been saying from the start, be sure you put this in areas that are legal and lawful to post them. According to this Florida town, you can't put it on a power pole. You can put a lost cat up. You can put a yard sale up. You don't put something unflattering. That is illegal. Worshipping the president is the only way. Our veterans have fought and died so that you don't have free speech. But again, and then there's all the films you can also get at Infowars.com, not just the t-shirts. Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Generation RX about the drugging of the kids, Endgame, the whole eugenics plan, Anthrax War about the race-specific bioweapons, the Obama deception that you heard Steve Quayle talking about. Get them all at Infowars.com or watch them in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we even have the evil Gadsden flag, don't tread on me, with Infowars.com on the back. The establishment really hates this, and this is how we fund our operation to continue standing up against the New World Order. Speaking of supporting people, folks need to support Steve Quayle. His website is stevequayle.com. Just Google Steve Quayle, best-selling author and researcher. We'll tell you about those before he leaves us. Okay, enough of my interruptions, Steve. I want to take calls in the next hour when you're on with us. Continuing what you're saying, the next few weeks, next few months, red alert. He's losing a couple of percentage points a week. I heard a rebroadcast. I said a day. I say things wrong sometimes, but always correct it. He's gone from 80-plus points, slowly dropping the last 2 weeks, losing 2 or 3 points a week. Most polls show him in the mid to low 40s. The ones they throw around say 50, 49. Gallup, Rasmussen shows below 50. What are they going to do? I mean, he's a puppet, but he's the puppet. They've got their whole agenda behind. So I see them having to stage a terror attack or a shooting or something to demonize these grassroots people that are coming. And, you know, they open up the doors and 95% of people are booing and screaming and saying, I'm not partisan. I wasn't paid to come here. I don't want cap and trade. I don't want socialist health care. Obama's lying. He's been caught lying about what's in the bill. People have gone over that now. I mean, I see a total loss like I've never seen of confidence in this criminal and his controllers. And that's why I see them now. I knew they were going to have to come out and say militias and gun owners are going to kill you. The DHS report is real. The veterans are evil. Now they're saying that the veterans are white supremacists and are going to bomb federal buildings. They did that last time before they bombed themselves. So that's why I see us going into total red alert. Steve Quayle.
Well, we are at red alert, Alex. And the things that lend me to believe that or lead me to believe that is the fact of paratroop drops in the rain north of Cincinnati. Baton Rouge, Louisiana, WAFB Channel 9 talking about the parachute drops. I mean, not only that, but I'm getting reports from Indian Gap Town, the base up in Pennsylvania, about just massive, and I'm talking massive, they're training 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Foreigners, the last group in there was from Chile. And they're, guess what? They're training them all and going house to house to take away the guns. Now, I want to share something with everyone. I am so absolutely in a period of turmoil because there are, when I say this, if you can no longer just go by the information, waiting for more information. You've got to get prepared. And I'm telling everybody I know, Alex, I dealt most of yesterday with people telling me, they've got to get out of where they're at. I'm telling people that they'd better start moving now. If you live east of the Mississippi, you should be looking at the mountain places where maybe some old tourist hotels, when I say old, tourist hotels that are unoccupied during the fall. during the winter, go up and rent a place, but get out of where you're at, if especially you've got high visibility. I can tell you this, the veterans that have heeded my warning, and there are certain things I don't say publicly that they know that can be validated through their own channels. A lot of them have already left the country. I will tell your listeners this. Now, look, it's not what I pretend to know. It's that people who do know let me know when I'm on, because contrary to popular belief, there are still some great people out there that are fighting behind the scenes and dying behind the scenes to basically bring the information to the public. There has been a war declared on the intelligence community of years ago, especially those that still believe in the Constitution, still believe in their oath, and the Constitution now is vilified. In these town hall meetings, you cannot bring up the Constitution. You bring up the Constitution, that's a one-way ticket out of the meeting, usually by pretty burly thugs. You can count on, ladies
and gentlemen. And by the way, we're seeing them beat up women, beat up men, beat up blacks that are against Obama, because they really don't like that image. They want to make it that it's all racist to divide us. Grabbing old men with, on TV with Spectre, and then saying that we're the ones doing it when on video it's them.
Well, I think that people have got to understand something. They control the images. They control the speech. That's why they hate free speech. Because, see, Alex, what's happening now, people have finally been able to say, look it, I no longer have a job. I no longer have my 401k IRA, where I used to have enough money to retire on, and now I'm being told I may get to die at 65 because of a health panel. And by the way, it's interesting, isn't it, that even they...
Those death panels are in there. I've got videos, we've played them, of Rahm Emanuel's brother saying that he's a bioethicist board. They say in the documents that they're going to ration care.
Well, and again, ration care... That's eugenics, my brother. That is absolutely what's going on. And by the way, they hate that word. See, they accuse anybody who says, look what they're doing is being Nazis. And I can say, by the way, your wording is out of a direct speech given by Dr. Mengele. In one case, it was. So when I see these people saying that anybody who is contesting their do what we say, not as we do. Oh, okay, will you take the health care provisions offered? Even the president himself wouldn't answer that question. So you see, the elitists and the socialists, let's just get rid of that socialist word, the communists, the Luciferians, are absolutely livid that their plan to implement this cannot be done as quickly or as seamlessly as they thought. That's why you've got the U.S. military preparing for total civil uprising. That's why you've got thousands of snipers being trained at San Luis Obispo for the eventual uprising. That's why the local police are being told that Vietnam veterans and all veterans are potential terrorists, that, you know, people that quote the Constitution, Bill of Rights, how dare we? Well, listen, we dare. And what we're trying to do is save your rear ends in the whole battle, because let me share this, Alex. It is a given that once the powers of be have utilized local law enforcement, National Guard, and willing military, they all die too. And that's what we're fighting for. You see, we're trying to not only fight evil against those who are coming against everything that freedom is based on, but we're also trying to protect their families. And like the law enforcement officer who sent me that letter stated, he knows, 35-year veteran in law enforcement, that they're going to use his family, first of all, as a hostage, and then basically they're in the targets too. It's problematic. It's absolutely astonishing to me that that most people do not get the fact of the lateness of the hour. I get emails right now while I'm on the air with you. Are you going to put up your red screen? My red screen will simply say, it is time to head to the hills. This thing is on. Go for it. Do I know that they'll keep the Internet up? No. And again, what I'm trying to do, Alex, is just, see, the difference is that there is no, when I say this, there is no hope of turning it around in my eyes. There is a hope of getting people to recognize that they need to turn and repent. See, in across the land, there is not one voice, maybe one or a couple, saying that people need to repent in this land. If people would repent, turn back to God, then things could be different. But I don't see that. And see, the deal is that just withstanding the New World Order, you cannot stand against a supernatural force in human force. It cannot be done.
And well, Steve, you're right, but in every other nation, tyrants take over and they do this, and they really are building FEMA camps. They really are admitting Northcoms to take over the governors. I really do have The Hill and the Associated Press, governors oppose DOD emergency powers. A bipartisan pair of governors is opposing a new Defense Department proposal to handle natural and terrorism-related disasters, contending that a murky chain of command could lead to more problems than solutions. But they're really whitewashing this.
We've talked about it. Look, the deal is that we're all hearing, and when I say we're all hearing, your sources are different than mine. People feed you, feed me, but there are people that I know that you've never met and vice versa, or just people that are anonymous.
Well, it's not even that. They're openly announcing that the main target is the governors in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act.
I agree, but you see, Alex, that when you and I say that, even though you printed it up on your info or put it up on your Infowars.com site, I put up on SteveQuayle.com, doesn't matter if George Norrie has you or I or anybody on, it's that the people that absolutely go to work from 9 to 5 or basically looking for a job from 9 to 5 are not getting the true news, because that's why they're putting the full court press on to vilify.
And but what I'm saying is there's no doubt the feds are trying to take over, but this is not Russia, Tsarist Russia, or, you know, the poor peasant, Chinese culture, good people, but they'd always been slaves. This Soviet takeover, and that's what it's more akin to, isn't going to work with all these guns. And I see their whole agenda stalling. I see them staging terror attacks just to maintain and hold on, Steve. You're saying you really think they're going to still go for a hot war?
Absolutely. Absolutely they're going for it. Absolutely. Because, look, Alex, you don't start killing generals in the National Security Agency, and for the people that are not aware, they have a military hierarchy in the NSA. You don't start killing them when some of them break ranks and say, look, we're not going to partake in the death of 25 to 50 million Americans. It's interesting, isn't it? Henry Kissinger's an old guy, but he said basically old people have got to go. In other words, they've got to be put away. Listen, these are Kissinger quotes. You could do a whole show on nothing but quotes of the elitists, and still people would say, well, gee, I don't know if they're really serious.
Yeah, Obama this morning got up with Sotomayor and lied and said, you know, there's nothing in there to restrict your health care when it's in there.
Right. Well, forgive me, but I doubt he's read it. And based on, some of the statements coming out of the senators and congressmen who have voted for it, they have passed it in whatever level of the House. The bottom line is it still behooves them to read it. And I think that Arlen Specter making the statement that people who are showing up at these meetings don't represent mainstream America, that's the biggest mistake they made. The military knows good and well they represent mainstream America. But it's the illusion of the politicians that have been bought and have been basically compromised.
Look, it's simple. A bunch of offshore banks came in, took over. Their philosophy is eugenics. That's their excuse to do what they do. The very banks funded Hitler, Stalin, Mao on record. I've had top historians on. It's a historical fact. Carol Quigley, Georgetown's political science head, Bill Clinton's mentor, wrote for the State Department and CIA a true history from the 1920s to 1968 called Tragedy and Hope. Rothkopf writes books. Rockefeller writes books. They all brag. And I want the military and police that aren't awake yet and the public to know, you can differ about when they're going to launch it or what's going to happen or what's going to go on. The globalists have said they want a hot revolution. They want to kill people. They want to line people up and shoot them. They want to have all their stupid fluoride head guys in uniforms, you know, their youth brigades running around. You cannot make the magnitude of this up. It's happened everywhere else. They want to do it here. And listen, this is real. They really want to do this. They really have passed a hate bill to restrict free speech. They really are trying to pass the Cyberbullying Act that says if you hurt their feelings, you're arrested. They really are building FEMA camps. And Steve Quayle, I want to shift gear to the flu, because the only thing I think they can launch in October, November that will give them the cover they need, on top of blowing up federal buildings and blaming on us, the only thing they can do to be able to get this through is going to be the flu. And they're saying we're at level 6. They're saying forced inoculations. They're saying the Army is going to forcibly inject us. I then get emails saying I'm making it up saying this. I'm reporting CNN, Fox, ABC. We've played the clips. But because I don't say it's all wonderful, then I'm the one reporting all this. No.
Well, right.
I don't know.
I want to share something, Alex. I spent a good, pretty much the better part of last decade, 10 years, basically cataloging, investigating, researching the death of the leading bioweaponers and the molecular biologists, immunologists, and the virologists, and 100 reasons why you should believe that what we're saying is true. the dead who's who in the world of bioengineering. David Kelly's death in itself, head of Porton Down, Ministry of Defense, British Ministry of Defense. And by the way, the thing is that this is a virus-shedding vaccine. How is it that it just seems to come along at the same time as an international financial disaster?
There's no doubt. We've been telling people that these cloned viruses are connected in with these companies that are killing people in secret trials. Then we put the London Telegraph up, how they're giving it to homeless people, and it's they'll give it to 100, and 23 will die. I mean, you can't make up a death toll like that. And then you read, in fact, let's get to this now when we come back. Well, we'll finish your point, and I'm going to get to this. The German press is reporting this. I mean, my God, they're going to inject us with weaponized cancer virus? Go ahead.
The thing that people have got to understand is this, is that, look, everything I'm saying, I back it up. Everything you're saying, you back it up. But even when we use their sources, then they criticize the messenger. The ad hominem attack is absolute prima facie evidence. They cannot attack the information. They have to attack the messenger.
Well, I just want everybody listening. I mean, do you have some golden ticket from the elite to get out of all this? I mean, we're all together. I mean, there's 6,000 elitists, according to the head of the Kissinger Group. That's all. If you're not part of that 6,000, folks, you should stand with humanity. Don't say you haven't been warned.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times there are these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for 5 or 6 other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
We will not be forgotten.
We're going to get the articles updated that are on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com with the artist who did the famous street art. Andre the Giant has a posse. And then everybody copied that around the country and the world tens of millions of times. Then he came out with Obey clothing line. People called him a sellout, but I mean, get your political message out. Unfortunately, it's like communist. You got to love it. It's a communist that makes tens of millions of dollars and has clothing shops. But that's actually David Rockefeller. You know, his granddaddy said competition's a sin. But that's a side issue. We're happy he's making money. The issue is he just shouldn't then want to put us in FEMA camps. But the guy that made the Obey signs is the one that made the famous archetypal image of change. And then Barack Obama sent him a thank you letter. Dear Shepard, I would like to thank you for using your talent and support of my campaign. The political message involved in your work have encouraged Americans to believe they can help change the status quo. Your image has a profound effect on people, whether seen in a gallery or on a stop sign. Oh, Obama wants them to put his image on stop signs, which they were. In fact, that's what we do. We write articles showing Obama stuff and Obama stickers on stop signs, and I've even seen them on mailboxes, and we show that. So, oh, these criminals are just incredible. See, they want their speech, but they don't want you having yours or on a stop sign. I am privileged to be part of your artwork and proud to have your support. I wish you continued success. Barack Obama, signed by Barack Obama. They are just such hypocrites, but all these newscasts. And Drudge Post, the posters we put out with Infowars.com, the Joker, our variant of it that's gone viral with our audience taking action. We commend you. And they put it next to a swastika that wasn't part of our image. They're trying to set us up, folks. The Southern Poverty Law Center hit us this morning and hit us hard. The AP hit us. They're coming after us. You know why? Mainly because we're talking about this. Now, this is on German TV, German radio. We have the reports up on Infowars.com. Does virus vaccine increase the risk of cancer? Then they go on to admit cancer viruses. We're going to talk to Steve Quayle right now about this. The swine flu vaccine has been hit by a new cancer fears after a German health expert gave a shock warning about the safety. Lung specialist Wolfgang Wadering, I want him on, has said that there are many risks associated with the vaccine for the H1N1 virus. See, these new advanced genetically engineered viruses are really nanotech, folks. They're very, the new generation's like the Gardasil. All those girls it's killing, just Google Gardasil deaths and you'll watch them, blood pouring out, everything. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. He has grave reservations about the firm Novartis, who they're really scary folks, scarier than Baxter, who are developing the vaccine and testing it in Germany. The vaccination is injected with a very hot needle, Woodarg said. The nutrient solution for the vaccine consists of cancerous cells from animals, and we do not know if there could be an allergic reaction. Yeah, we know from the 1920s research the Rockefellers funded. We know what's in it, just like Bayer knew that what that HIV and hepatitis would do in Factor VIII. That came out in their own documents. They did it on purpose. Why would you do that? Because they're psychos, folks. But more importantly, some people fear that the risk of cancer could be increased by injecting the cells. The vaccine, as Johannes Loewer, president of the Paul Ehrlich Institute, has pointed out, can also cause worse side effects than the actual swine flu virus. That's the plan. We've got 1 minute before we go to break, but Steve Quayle, I mean, this is exactly what you and others have been saying.
Well, again, no one's been saying it longer than I have, and the Spanish flu being recultured and brought into the equation. It's not H1N1 that's the issue. It's not even swine flu. It's the biological cocktail that these guys have concocted to destroy 5.5 billion people. By the way, they had a
stay there, on. Stay there. Back in 1 minute.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse
osmosis and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The internet was not really going in 95, 96. There was a few audio streams, but they were intermittent. I didn't hear a Steve Quayle until 96 when I sent an audio cassette of him. Then I got him on, and I remember the first interview, I kind of disagreed with him on a lot of points. He said, they're going to carry out eugenics. They're going to put it in a flu vaccine. They're going to kill you. And then years later, I've done deep, deep research, made films. I realize that's everything. So that's why I respect Steve. That's what kind of scares me, though. He gets into other areas that I haven't really researched enough, but I know he's a credible guy, so it kind of freaks me out, some of the other stuff he covers, because I hope that isn't accurate. But we know that Steve is very gifted, very intelligent, has a lot of sources, and it's always great to have Steve Quayle on with us. Okay, Steve, you got cut off by the break. Top German scientists, major institutes, live cancer virus. We know the cancer, the weaponized cancer program was the name of the AIDS program by the Navy in the 70s. We know they put it in the vaccines of gay men in New York. That's declassified. But then we get demonized saying don't take the shots. And now here it is in mainstream news that these people are going to be getting cancer viruses. Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, I want to give two quotes because I didn't say this. Dr. Henry Kissinger, world population needs to be decreased by 50%, okay? War and famine would not do. Instead, disease offered the most efficient and fastest way to kill the billions that must soon die if the population crisis is to be solved. AIDS is not an efficient killer because it's too slow. My favorite candidate for eliminating 90% of the world's population is airborne Ebola, Ebola resistant, because it's both highly lethal and it kills in days instead of years. We've got airborne diseases with 90% mortality in humans killing humans. Think about that. You know, the bird's flu is good, too. If everyone survives, he will have to bury nine. That's Dr. Eric Pianca, University of Texas, evolutionary ecologist and lizard expert. Okay? Now, Alex, what I've been trying to get across for the decade and a half I've been on talk radio is the fact that, look, they're not happy with a 28% mortality rate. They want a 90% mortality rate. The idea is still in strange language, or in language that seems so hard for people to grasp. If the world's leaders, who everybody looks up to at the CFR and all that, I don't even want to go into that, but if these guys are eugenicists at heart, which they are, if they're making statements that everyone's got to die, which they do, then where are you and I off? And I challenge the mainstream media to have a round table.
Exactly. I mean, here's the deal. Don't these stupid reporters in New York on CNN and Fox, don't these FBI guys, don't you all understand we're telling you the truth? We wish this wasn't true. Believe me, I don't like working 18 hours a day. I'm sick of this, but I can't get out of this because it's real. Don't you understand that we're not kooks? It's all coming true. It's real. Mainstream German news, cancer viruses in the shots.
Alex,
sorry.
You know, no, the thing that people have got to understand, those who are in the FBI, the DHS, the CIA, DIA, DEA, every four-letter and whatever letters are out there, this isn't just about your assigned target for the day, Alex Jones, Steve Quayle, or whatever. This is about your families, because the mutagenic nature of these very biologically, and by the way, this is all done in special compartmentalized intelligence. And A doesn't necessarily know how he's connected to B until he sees all the killing. That's why the 100 scientists had to die. Alex, listen to me. Right now, they're going to go hot, meaning going hot. I know you and I probably, if there's any place we disagree on, is the lateness of the hour, okay? And when I say disagree,
no, Steve. I mean, sir, I just believe we can stop it.
I know, and I would say this: that the powers that be are anticipating the intentional release of the most deadly biological pathogens. I don't know if the first series of injections.
Stay there. You're saying the intel you've got is they're going hot. We'll see when. When we get back, the word we've got is October. But if we get the word out, I believe they will take the green light off. We better hope so. And a lot of you are laughing out there. Later, you may not be laughing.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the health ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at InfoWars.com to see all the available discounts.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number 4, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FRONTSIGHT.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are going to your phone calls in just one moment. Steve Quayle is our guest. SteveQuayle.com, my life besides, of course, and PrisonLineup.tv and InfoWars.com. We're under national media attack right now. Southern Poverty Law Center attack. The key to all of this is to understand that only a bioweapon release serves the purpose of making everyone suspect and the pretext to lock down cities, bring in federal troops, so they can then pose as the savior, set the precedent, make the troops feel like it's okay what they're doing, make the cities feel like it's okay what they're doing. A total economic collapse can do that, but still the feds get blamed, even though they play the part of the savior. So the globalists are all about scripting and how to pose as the savior. And we see them, I said back in January and February, I said, I'm looking for them to release a controlled flu but not that the flu would be real. We said back in April, we don't know if this is real or not, or just hype. And a lot of scientists are saying this is no big deal. Some, like Nyman we've had on, do say it's a big deal. Steve's been saying it's going to be the vaccine that's going to have it. And a lot of scientists are saying, and they're admitting it has live cancer viruses in it, and cancer cells. So we were just reporting on that. Steve, finish up what you were trying to say.
I'm simply trying to say is that everything you were talking about, you believe that they won't give it the green light. I'm telling you they've given it the green light. Now, let me just have a minute to tell people why, okay? The thing is, they would not be deploying the military to the extent they have. They would not have GPS gun owners to the extent they have. The reports that I'm coming in, and when I say this, I'm talking eyewitness listeners of yours and mine, Cobra helicopter gunships over State College last week, A-10 Warthogs flying low over Cincinnati metro suburban neighborhood.
No, no, they admit under NLE 09, 14 other countries to take over America. I mean, that's all admitted. I'm not saying it hasn't been green-lighted. But we know there's an operation going. The question is, what is the operation, and will they fully carry it out? I agree they're moving the assets into place. I'm seeing the pre-preparation propaganda. I agree with you. I'm just saying if we stand up and expose it, won't they have to back down, or you're saying they can't pull out?
I'm saying this because of the commitment of all the foreign troops and everything. I don't believe outside. Now, let me make this clear. I am the one who believes in miracles. I have said it. And I believe, I seriously believe, Alex, if enough people will repent, and I don't know that it can stop it. But my issue is this for everyone, just like you. You have listeners. I have listeners. We have listeners. Coast to Coast has all the listeners. When I mean, you know, additional listeners, a lot of them. But I'm saying this is, look, the thing that's left out of the equation, in my opinion, and because it is a spiritual battle, because these people openly worship Lucifer, having Luciferian human sacrifices, I would say this. Do you really think that there is a position in all this argument between all of us and all of them that the God of heaven, which America used to worship, acknowledge, and be grateful for, has a specific character statement or a reflection in the Bible where he judges sinful and wicked nations, and he uses evil people to take out other evil people? So my statement is this, is in this equation, there you have to factor in, you know, you get nailed with emails, Quayle's talking about God again. Well, I'm sharing this with people. If everyone's dying of a vaccine, and by simply recognizing the fact that, number one, they don't have to take it, number two, that with sorting all this stuff out, there's so many voices out there, if they will turn. What repentance is, in a simple word, saying, God, I'm sorry, I've tried to live my life without you. You know, Alex, you're saying, you just quoted a minute ago, that you're going to live in the house of the Lord forever. Yeah, but others need to know this, too, that God's abiding presence will never, Jesus said he'll never leave us or forsake us, okay? But the point is that these people that worship Lucifer want us dead. I do not believe, short of repentance on the level of Nineveh, that this thing can be stopped, because the assets, and you know this, you said it on the air, you know, we're our families are threatened incessantly. We're threatened incessantly. We've got spooks on us night and day. And the deal is that they would not be doing that, assigning 1,000 cyber warriors to try and come after you, come after me, if they weren't worried about the one thing that they cannot control, and that's God, and God is simple.
Well, I agree with you, and I have a personal relationship with the Creator. My issue is they've created this counterfeit church, so when you get into it, people then get pushed into the New World Order system, but you explain that. But even if somebody's an atheist, we have to admit we're screwed up and admit we're bad and admit this is a sick society and admit that we got to change our ways, or it's only going to get worse. Things are deteriorating. Things are getting evil. Things are falling apart, and it is because we've turned into wicked devils, and the elite know there is a God, and they worship the wicked, you know, creation of the Creator, and they really believe in all this. That's what makes me a believer, is I look at the New World Order, and they are believers, but they're believers on the other side.
Absolutely. So the issue is not our Alex and Steve just making up stuff. Why don't people do their homework and recognize this? Hey, if they acknowledge that there's a devil, and to even use the name of Jesus is anathema, meaning it's forbidden to them, then the bottom line is that maybe someone should consider that there really is more to the spiritual fight. By the way, Alex, eyewitness reports coming out of Nampa, Idaho. Nampa, Idaho, okay, confirm hearing foreign commanders ordering local law enforcement officers, EMTs, fire and airport officials in drills in the middle of the night. Now, that's in Nampa, Idaho. Foreign commanders ordering local law enforcement officers. Everybody better realize that when WHO declared a level 6 alert, okay, pandemic, global pandemic alert, that put us effectively under control of the United Nations. And guess who the Security Council is? Russia, China, U.S., and all the other nations. So it should come as no surprise that something is afoot. I do not believe it can be pulled back. I believe it's gone hot, and I believe the days ahead are going to be the most perilous that this country has ever experienced in its entire life.
You don't think the people going to all the town halls and saying no and the poll numbers plunging will make the establishment back off? I think if the establishment thought Obama was still going to be messianic, they were building him up for this. I just see them. They always try over and over again, and this is their biggest try so far. I just don't see it going well for them if they do engage.
Well, and let me say this. I'm not telling anybody not to do those things. I'm also of the opinion that immediately those of men, the men of, and women of means and who have the ability, we should be having recall petitions going out. But here's the deal. The question then is, becomes on the other side of it. Does that even threaten them more to move up their time frame? I think, Alex, that the bottom line is the advantage of informing people is if we get that extra law enforcement officer, if we get that extra DEA agent, if we get the extra Border Patrol guy, but if we save their families' lives and they finally come to grips with the fact that, hey, if we're ordered to any part of the United States to be away from our family, who's going to take care of them? And then they're being told, don't expect any resupply. I said, listen, ladies and gentlemen, you who take part in the deployment throughout the country in law enforcement to other states have just signed your death warrants and the death warrants.
And by the way, in 1988, they tried to make a federal law where all cable systems and phones, where the feds would dial in and give you messages. We just put up an Idaho news article, KPAK.com, Idaho officials working on statewide alert system, where Homeland Security takes over the radio, the phone, everything. I told people this in Police State 2000 in 1999 because I work in radio, and FEMA came in and took over and put in their control box where everything goes through them. It is all really coming together right now, Steve. And it's like we're going to have our own Mao Zedong here in America, and I just wish to God this wasn't the case, and I hope we can stop it. Let's take some phone calls. Common side effects, calling from Hawaii. Never had a caller with a name like that. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, good morning, Alex. Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good morning.
Yeah, remind people to remind the listeners of May 13th, 1985, the city of Philadelphia dropped a bomb on the MOVE organization and burned down a whole city block. Now, a lot of people have been knowing that the government and the system is capable of these things. Certain people have been targeted in the past, and you know, it's been, you know, people haven't come out and really supported these other humans like they really should have in this time of genocide. Now, as far as Alex, my personal opinion, I don't think you're racist. I'm a person of color, and I don't think it really matters if you're racist or not, in all honesty. I mean, your information is crucial, and certain information that you share with the audience, it doesn't have anything to do with racism. It has something
But a racist wouldn't make a film like Endgame about how they're targeting black and Hispanic babies for abortion and infanticide and injecting black people with syphilis. It's the people that talk about race all day. They want to get everybody fighting with each other so they can, I mean, Margaret Sanger and Rockefellers brag how they come up and pose through the community groups to kill you.
Right, and you have been coming out with the crucial information. Now, not to say that people of color could still, you know, be critical and, you know, because, for instance, the King Alfred plan and the update of that, the Rex 84 plan, that needs to be read on the air to your million of listeners. This is an 8-hour plan of how they're going to localize all the enforcement and then come in and divide up the families, put people in concentration camps, and then their end game is the mass burn trash incineraries that get up to 5,000 degrees. That is what they're trying to do. This is their final solution, because in Nazi Germany, they were killing 10,000 people a day, and the ash from burning up folks caused a bottleneck. to slow down the production, per se. And so,
well, God bless you. Common side effects. We got to go to break, but God bless you and your points. We're gonna come back and take more calls. Quick comment, Steve Quayle, on what he was saying.
Well, first of all, I agree with what he was saying about the end game, and that is to basically kill the people and incinerate them and get them out of every form of eyesight possible. But I think that more importantly, Alex, is that they have an end game. And remember, this is the globalist. This isn't just the willing dupes in the U.S. military, the U.S. Law and justice.
Stay there. Explain when we get back. Steve Quayle.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about GraphUnderSafes.com, the makers of the highest quality vault doors and safes available. Graph Undersafes are known as the Rolls-Royce of safes. Since 1968, they have operated based on their original principle, quality above all else. Whether it's a custom-fitted vault door or safe, you can rest assured that your valuables will be protected. Do not buy into the illusion of security at GraphUndersafes.com. The security of your valuables is their sole purpose. Go to GraphUndersafes.com today to see the entire line of amazing products available. Graph Undersafes use only the highest quality heavy metals and cold steel locking bolts. Graph Undersafes are fire and burglar resistant, and they even come with a lifetime warranty. Protect the things you care about. Go to GraphUndersafes.com. That's GraffUnderSafes.com. Or give them a call at 866-457-1801. Or click on their banner at Infowars.com today.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 12, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $945.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $972.67, $486.34 for a half ounce, or $243.17 for the quarter ounce. That's $972.67, $486.34, or $243.17.
Bailout equals market distortions increase money supply while productivity is going down. Wall Street is receiving injections of liquidity while smaller companies are forced to concede. Companies too big to fail are now using the tax dollars to increase market share, paying fat dividends. Are you wondering why supplies of gold and silver coins are decreasing rapidly, leaving the public scrambling to accumulate what's left? Fiat currency's value is based on trust, fiscal responsibility. Is Congress and the White House acting responsibly, earning your trust, or is it time to ensure your hard-earned wealth? Midas Resources offers economic insurance, gold and silver coins, 800-686-2237. Do you believe that more bailout will solve our economic problems, or would you like to call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237? That's Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare. And maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
I've got a report here. A man, 2 hours before Obama was going to be in a town from New Hampshire, was on the street with a gun in open view, and they arrested him for not having a license. There's no license to own a gun in New Hampshire, Texas, Vermont. they give you a license to conceal, because under the common law, concealing a weapon is illegal. So they are definitely getting upset about that. We got a guest coming on the last 30 minutes of the show today, who was on Hardball and the rest of it with the loaded handgun down the street from the event at a Free State Project event to show that people are going to openly demonstrate the Second Amendment so we don't lose it. That gentleman is joining us. I want to keep taking calls here for Steve Quayle. George in Illinois, you're on the air with Steve Quayle. Go ahead.
Hey, Jones, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I haven't seen you mention this on the website, but the bill to audit the Fed in the Senate has 23 sponsors, and even some big globalists like McCain and both of your senators are co-sponsoring it.
Yeah, we constantly link to the 287 or whatever it is sponsors in the House, the 20-plus in the Senate, and the film I'm making. I mean, I got to admit, when I'm spending 8, 9, 10 hours a day just on this film, because it's hard to make one of these films, and we got like four guys in here, five guys total making it, and it's really me, Rob, and Aaron doing the lion's share of actually the editing, the video, the research, that I don't have a lot of I do miss a lot of things, so that's why we are taking your calls, but very, very exciting.
Yeah, and one more thing for Steve. He really needs to check out that book, The Family, by that Jeff Charlotte that you had on. That is an amazing expose on the phony Christians.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. I appreciate your call, George. Yeah, all of this is putting heat on the elite, though. And the fact that everybody is waking up to the New World Order, I want to warn the feds that they bombed the Oklahoma City building in 95 to demonize the Liberty Movement when Oklahoma passed a law against the UN takeover. That isn't going to work this time. People now know the New World Order is real. Steve, well, I mean, how do you see this unfolding?
Well, first of all, I think that they have to go hot because they know that the people are awakening. The audit, the Fed, listen, you've got control of a nation's money. You've got control of the nation. That's what lobbyists are. That's what payoffs are, bribery. And when payoffs and bribery don't work, then you use blackmail. So that's why I believe things are going to have to go really hot. Also, I think people are losing track of the fact that there are extraneous events to us that are taking place right now, i.e. Israel and Iran. Now, why is that important to us? It is my contention that the devils that are that know how to go for what's going on in this country will most likely try and link and sync with a major world event so they can cover up their nefarious deeds. In other words, a worldwide traumatic event. And you know what Tommy Frank said, the minute a nuclear weapon goes off in the United States, the bottom line is it's all over the Constitution. It's my what would you say, learned and calculated thought process that we are going to see multiple events taking place and that they will use an international event, whether it's London going up or D.C. or New York going up, meaning going up by a nuclear weapon, that it's going to be the false flag scenario. It's going to be integrated. And listen, Alex, they don't ever intend to give up power. So anytime there's a threat to their power, they have to take the eyes of the awakened off of the events that led up to their awakening and substitute something else. So what I'm saying is they will come up with a false flag or multiple false flags, tying it into an international event, and then, you know, their killing spree begins in this country.
See, I see them testing the flu to see if they can get people to take the shots and then beta testing each time for a bigger event. I see the incremental system where they contract, we push back, they release some of the contraction. Then they contract again, we push back, they release some of the contraction. As soon as we give up again, think we've won, they contract again. That's the technique I see them using as they try to get control of us. But, I mean, I just hope you're wrong, Steve. You've been right about
you.
A lot of...
Can I tell you something? I hope I'm wrong, but you've got to say this. You've said it at the opening case. I called this one 12 to 13 years ago on how the flu would be utilized as a bioweapon. The death.
You actually did it longer ago than that. You did it in, 96. I guess that's 13,
Well, the deal is that all I'm trying to say is that look, I hope I'm wrong, too, but we're seeing too many things taking place that suggest that, look, I go back to that little formula, identification, vilification, nullification, death. It was Chris Matthews who should be arrested by the FBI for stating on his show that everybody that doesn't buy the health bill, do you see the quote, they should be strapped down and injected with scopolamine? essence, they should be lethally injected. Now, excuse me, is that not a hateful thing to say? But see, Alex, it's double standards. What works for them is acceptable. What works against them must be put down at all costs.
Well, yeah, like Obama says, put his poster up on stop signs. We're saying don't do that. Put it up on legal places, and they're saying arrest me. So you can have the Obama thing as him as hope and change. You can't with me. Steve, stay there. More phone calls with Steve Quayle straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. Inner Health Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to enerfood.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
When Steve Quayle tells you a lot of elitists and a lot of patriots and people are leaving the country, it really is happening. And I hope we can back the globalist off. That's why the maximum effort is needed right now. We are going to continue with your phone calls. Dan, Alex, Randy, Minette, and others that are patiently holding. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. There have been some other big new developments. A man arrested outside Obama event with loaded guns hours before Obama even showed up, and actually just the nearby in the area. So now they're just grabbing gun owners, searching cars. Does virus vaccine increase the risk of cancer? Major German news reports live cancer viruses in the vaccine. But for the next 5-6 minutes, I want to bring our sponsor up, because even though the world is crazy, we need to all continue to go on living and preparing ourselves and trying to save money and Also thanking all of our sponsors that make this radio show possible. And Marty Schachter, World War II vet in the Chemical Corps, came back from World War II with his papa and now with his son and their family 60-plus years later. What's 47 to 2009? It's almost 70 years. It's incredible. Just absolutely amazing. Marty Schachter joins us. Family-owned business out in Oakland, California. High-quality, organic, before organic was cool, soap. And he only did factory direct to major hospitals and hotels and wealthy organizations and groups. Genesis got him as a sponsor because Michael Trudeau, who used to be a sales manager here, was a fan of organic stuff and actually an environmentalist, but a conservative one. You know, somebody that was still into organic stuff, but not a communist, basically. And got him as a sponsor. And I got sent some of the soap. My wife wanted more and loved it. And I washed my hair with it, the bar soap, the dishwashing soap. We use it. And normally you pay more for organic. You pay less for this than organic and less than the chemical stuff. See, the chemical plants with all the oil, they have all this byproducts. So they just put it into this, what you know as detergents and soap, and it really hurts you. So this is really great stuff. But it's triple concentrated. Be sure and dilute it. A lot of people just take it pure and use it. You know, it's all triple concentrated. That's why it lasts so long. That's why it's 85% off supermarket prices. And you're not paying for all the additives and fillers. Marty, good to have you on with us.
Good morning, Alex. Good to hear from you.
Good to have you with us. Throw out to folks the tote bag, some of the products, how they get a free brochure, how they order a sampler tote bag. 5starsoap.com is the website, just the number 5 and star soap, or spell it out, 5starsoap.com. Tell folks, just in a nutshell, about your fine product.
Well, first I want to say we have a new, improved website. It's freshly redone, and it makes it much more easier to look at. Same 5starsoap.com, but you really enjoy it.
Yeah, I hadn't looked at it in the last week, and they just popped it up on screen as we simulcast on PrisonPlanet.tv. And it looked great before, but it really looks Web 2.0 and awesome now. That's good news.
Yes, well, we've worked on it. We want to do it for everybody, and we thank for everybody looking at it and enjoying it. It's something to go forward with. We make soap. We've been making soap for 62 years, still doing it successfully, enjoying all the radio listeners calling us up and with questions. We've got all the answers, all the help. We make bar soap, laundry soap, dish soap, and hair shampoo soap. Those are the 4 soaps. They'll do 100 jobs. You eliminate the floor cleaner and the window cleaner and the woolen cleaner and floor cleaner and all-purpose cleaner, all these things you don't need ever again with the 4 basic soaps and our instructions. You can do all the cleaning. We've got bulk packages for large families or people that want to take care of their future. We go from a 1 to 2 year supply to a 3 to 4 year supply, and our monster package, a 4 to 5 year supply for a family of 4. That's over 200 pounds of goods. Keep it on the shelf. Use it. It has an unlimited shelf life. You don't have to worry about that. But if you want to try the products and really enjoy the future, we have a sampler package. We call it a 1 month supply. It weighs out about 6 pounds. It'll last a family of 4 anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. It's got 4 bars of our pure soap, nothing like it anywhere. 18 ounces, a little jar of our triple concentrated laundry soap, not detergent soap, but a little tiny measuring scoop. 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo, 16 ounces in a dispenser bottle of our liquid dish glow soap for washing pots, pans, utensils, all-purpose cleaner, floor cleaner, window cleaner, hands, everything. All put together with a book of instructions, weighs out 6 pounds. It's $20. It'll get you started. It'll turn you around. It'll change your life.
Well, exactly. I mean, everything with a globalist is a ripoff. And so you pay for a bunch of chemicals, a bunch of salt, a bunch of crud. Instead, you save money getting the high-quality organic soap. It's a great thing to do. We'll put it back up on screen, 5starsoap.com or calbinpuresoap.com. Either way will get you there. And it's 800-340-7091, 800-340-7091. Grab your pen and paper, folks. You can also get a free brochure by calling 800-340-7091. Again, that's 800-340-7091. And, Marty, it's always great having you pop in here on the show. Give us today's limerick.
A wonderful bird is a pelican. His bill can hold more than his belly can. He can hold in his beak enough food for a week. And I wonder how in the hell he can. Thank you.
Hey, Marty, great having you. 800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com. Banners up on jonesreport.com and infowars.com. God bless you, Marty. Talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Alex. Talk to you soon. Bye now.
There he goes. What a character. 62 years and counting running Cal Ben Pure Soap. On a lighter note, okay, I want to blitz through calls here with Dan, Alex, Randy, Manette, William, and a few others. But something, you know, I see this stuff everywhere, Steve, and I hope you're wrong, but I understand why you're seeing all this, and now you're being followed, and all this stuff's going on. It's happening to me. And they admit we have Army documents that become mainstream news, how Ron Paul and myself are followed by the Army. You say it's happening to you. I believe you. Then I see how they go, oh, the Winter Olympics are coming to Canada. There will be martial law in the city. You know, that's the headline I saw 2 days ago, one of their big papers, like it's good. And, oh, there will be martial law in England for the Olympics. You know, they just say now no rights, no free speech. They say, just like China, you'll be arrested if you even have a sign in your window of your house. And they're now announcing this for the G20 in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that's coming up. We've got somebody inside National City saying they're closing the branches there. I mean, this is just getting crazier and crazier, Steve. So there's no doubt they're trying to bring in tyranny. I guess we could just argue about the time frame.
Well, it's not only the time frame. I'd say this. I think everybody should forget the time frame in one sense, Alex, from the standpoint of look what's happening now. You've been accurate. I've been accurate. You've warned about the camps. I've warned about camps, okay? They're now being built. You can go on Google and see them. You've warned about foreign troops. It rolls back in 2000. Now they're here in mass. They're not returning home after the national-level exercise. That's the key, okay? Before, prior years, they did return home. You warned in your endgame video.
No, the Pentagon, I got to interrupt. The Pentagon admits they have all these new drills, and they're just keeping it going. Go ahead.
Yeah, and you warned, you know, in endgame video that the Illuminati's plan is for a mass blood sacrifice. Listen, nothing would delight the devil more than 25 to 50 million people butchered in this country. You know, and again, look at their plan. They're out in the media. They control the media. There is no such thing as truth and fairness. Come on. In the mainstream media, even Glenn Beck and so many of the people that people say, well, they're telling the truth. It's not what they say. It's what they're not allowed to say. And we're actually in a medically declared state of emergency under level 6 of the World Health Organization. The only logical conclusion, Alex, is now they're going to do what you and I have warned about. And it's hard. Listen, I understand it's as hard for you and me, having warned about it all these years, to grasp the fact that it's no longer future, it's here. That's why people need to get their food now. They need to get whatever they're going to get. And I tell everybody, and I told some people that came in my store yesterday, if today is the last day that you could go to the store to prepare, how long could you last? One person said 2 weeks, one person said 2 months. I said, and then they said, but what do we do after that? I said, after that, the plans are for you to die. And again, see, this is not warm and fuzzy. This is not cuddly and cute. This is reality. And you quote Stalin, the purges of Stalin, Mao, all of the great destruction that has taken place in the history of the world. And people saw it coming, and those who could spoke up, but those who were silent, those are the ones that if they weren't killed immediately had to live with the rest of their lives of knowing when they could have done something, they could have said something, they could have stood for anything. They stood for nothing and watched the needless.
And it didn't happen here because we've had guns and have been willing to defend ourselves.
Absolutely, and that's why they're going for the guns. Look, they wouldn't be GPSing. When I meet someone from NORTHCOM and they tell me that...
Hold on, we were telling them they were GPSing for the census and to mark homes for law enforcement before they even admitted it. Now they admit it. Go ahead.
Right. And when I have someone who with tears in his eyes, who works for the U.S. military in a command level, basically saying, Steve, they're going to use the air assets of the entire U.S. Air Force against a citizen, that, and I'm telling you this, Alex, you don't just sit there and go, oh, that's nice. Gee, I hope they don't.
No. Daily Kos said, bragged, we're in control now. We'll use the Air Force against the American people. We'll get their guns.
Right, but I said that before that even came out of the Daily Kos, okay? See, it's not enough. I don't make this stuff up. Number one, I don't even know, you know, seriously, if I saw ranks, if I saw enough stars, I'd know it's a general. But what I'm telling you is when I know people that come in and basically can answer questions that no one can answer except them, and when they've got tears rolling down their eyes and say, the reason I'm telling you this is because I know that you're trying to save lives, and when I'm being told that they're leaving the military, and I said, do you mean like leaving, like, you know, going AWOL? They said, I'll do whatever I have to do to get back to my family, but I'm not going to take part in the selective, quote his words, carpet bombing of Americans in American cities. So when I hear of F-16s circling over specific areas...
No, we've had Blackhawks, Cobras, Sea Cobras, Chinooks, B-2 bombers flying over Austin in the last 2 weeks during NLE 09.
Absolutely. Now there are A-10s and everything. Look, I was told by someone who hates my guts, he said, we won't even waste a bullet on you. You get a Hellfire missile. I said, well, you may get your Hellfire missile off, pal, but you end up in hell. And I meant that, not as a sarcastic, you know, gee, what's a good comeback? So the thing that I'm trying to tell you is that what do they do with the Taliban? Crap! They'll send a UAV with Hellfires against them. So why is it any different? Why is it any different, Alex? It isn't. It's just that we cannot believe, as Americans who have enjoyed the freedom of our God-given rights, maybe we shouldn't forget him, that we had something, and because of apathy, indifference, I'm not talking about you, I'm not talking about me and the others who have carried this fight on for so long, but because of apathy, indifference, and entertainment, the greatest mind melt, and I could use another word, but I won't, medium that's ever been invented, we have been lulled to sleep. We are in a state of...
Well, bottom line,
animation.
We got to wake up or it's going to get worse. Let's talk to Dan in Texas. Dan, you're on the air with Steve Quayle at stevequayle.com. Go ahead.
Steve's right. Ebola was created in a lab. I think Gardasil's Ebola, it has all the symptoms. A rash, red eyes, hiccups, internal, external bleeding. A rash develops on dark skin. It's unrecognized. In pregnant women, it leads to heavy vaginal bleeding. That's all common Ebola symptoms. The first person to ever get Ebola was in Zaire, Mabella Lokela in 1976. And
yeah, right outside a bioweapons lab, yeah.
Yeah, he got injected with what was supposed to be quinine. And then most of the women in his family died soon.
Notice afterwards. They have new outbreaks in the U.S. and Iraq of troops after they get vaccinated, just like the 76 vaccine. Go ahead.
So my suggestion is that Steve's right. They've already tested it with Gardasil. They know people will line up and just take this stuff. So it's going to be easy for them to scare it. They'll just repackage it into the H1N1. The labs that can actually see the viruses have very expensive microscopes, and they're all under heavy control by the military or the pharmaceutical industry.
Well, those that aren't are coming out mainstream news, freaking out, going, this is some kind of bioweapon. I mean, I've got major German news saying it's got cancer viruses in it and asking, why is this in here? And they're just going, we're the eugenicists. Shut up. We love you. It's just so sick, the stuff they write and talk about.
Well, again, they're going to try and do that. And I'm saying that there's going to be infighting and double-crossing and triple-crossing, betrayal, counter-force war, war within the intelligence community, specific agencies against each other. By the way, they're killing each other up right and left right now. And for those of you that doubt that, just remember Roland Carnaby and the intelligence.
Well, why do you think it's coming out on Blackwater now? We knew about the slave rings with little kids and the sex parties and the wife swapping and how the mercs were shipping in weapon systems to sell to the resistance to even have a fake war. Now it's in federal filings. This isn't just coming out for no reason. There is war going on within the New World Order.
Absolutely. And the head of Blackwater, which is now called ZXE, he stepped down, and he obviously they're coming after him for being involved in murder. But the thing is that obviously when the Illuminati or elite turn on their own, it's usually based on a change of heart. And I hope that's what has happened to the head of...
Well, that's what happened when Lenin went to Stalin. They had a big blood feast. When Hitler got rid of the SA right when he really got power on February 27th, 1933, after he Reichstag, 7 months into office, whenever they run these ops, or a few months into office, excuse me, whenever they run these ops, well, you're saying it shows a change of heart. I've seen that a lot of times be a jump point when they're really getting ready to really start slaughtering. They first kill their own people. Wait, yeah, you're saying it could be good news?
That could be it, too, because, look, if they're hanging them out to dry and they're throwing him to the wolves, it's either for something he knows, something he's done, or something he won't do. Think about that. Something he knows, something he's done, or something he won't do. And I don't know the man, so I can't go beyond, you know, just the stories I've read. But I will tell you this. That's a huge red flag right there.
Amazing. Okay. Thank you, Dan. Alex in Maryland, we'll start your call and hold you over. Go ahead, Alex.
Hello. Hey, Alex. How you doing? How you doing, Steve?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to say, Alex, keep doing what you're doing, man. You woke me up this year, man. I always knew something was fishy and going on, but you woke me up this year. Just got a quick question and a comment as well. One, I wanted to let you go. I live real close. I live about 6 miles away from the Capitol right here in Maryland. And about every 2 weeks or so, you've got officers patrolling the area. My neighborhood's a housing neighborhood, around 10 o'clock to 12 o'clock. Roaming around. And I wanted to say also, do you think, in case we do go to war, if things really hit the fan, that the military start using people who are in prison just like they did in Vietnam?
Stay there.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's AlkaZone.com. Use coupon code radio and receive a limited time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
the next segment, before Daryl Rundis joins us, and we got the gentleman on who had the gun a few blocks away from where Obama was at. The media made a big deal out of that. He's joining us at the end of the show today. WESH-TV is reporting that people were saying it was a hate crime, a Nazi crime, to put up Obama posters in public places that said New World Order back there. And the police are saying it is not considered a hate crime. But see, they say under federal rules now they're trying to pass in the House that hurting feelings is a hate crime. This is nuts. And we said from day one, post these in public commons where other posters are posted. Do not post it on, you know, post offices or government things. I mean, there's a pole out front of government building. Yeah, that's good. People put stuff on those all the time. You know, they're telling us everywhere we can't go out and speech and give and have demonstrations. We have to stand up for our free speech. But, you know, now I'm some evil hate criminal. That's coming up. Yes, to answer the caller's question, they are hiring criminals for the military. They are hiring felons. They are hiring illegal aliens. And even police agencies are now. And that's mainstream news. You can just search engine. Startpage.com is a good search engine. You can just search that out and see that for yourself. Steve Quayle, comments on that front.
Well, I think it's obvious that we're going to see the enlisting of all sorts of, quote-unquote, what society would call undesirables, not my term, theirs, to enlist in this war against us. Listen, Alex, when the Chinese were bringing in weapons almost 10 years ago to the different gangs, the different groups, and the entire West Coast, we were reporting on that. There were stories in the, mainstream press about it. And people said, well, I hope that doesn't mean what I think it means. It means exactly what it is. Listen, I've interviewed gang members. I've interviewed revolutionaries over the years being on talk radio. And they all say, we know what's coming. And they don't plan on giving up their guns. So the point is that it's going to be total chaos. And this is absolutely necessity under the Communist Manifesto, but more so under the New World Order's doctrine. Out goes the old, in comes the new. Brent Scowcroft's famous statement, by consent or by conquest, there will be a new world order. Obviously, the consent is not there, therefore the conquest is underway.
Absolutely. I just can't believe that the public thinks it's illegal to put a poster up on a light pole where everybody else puts posters up. I mean, they don't freak out when it's a lost dog or a pro-Obama poster. Look, I have the president saying put his on stop signs. Now, I told people don't put them on stop signs. But see, it's okay for Obama on his letterhead. Show people. This made national news. It's okay. He says put it on state and property. I'm saying don't do that. But he's okay. But then you put it on, some type of thing downtown where other posters are, you're supposedly evil. These people are sick. But just like you said, Steve, it's two different rules. They have two different systems.
It's them versus us, and that's what's obvious. And now, let me tell you something. More protests are going to feel more threatened. More threats are going to feel more laws, or they're going to feel more laws against America being able to express its concern.
Well, that's why I did this. A week and a half ago, I saw them demonizing whoever put a few of these up in L.A., and the media was saying, should they be allowed? Is it okay? Is it racist? And I went, they made Bush the Joker. And I supported that. We even posted it on our website. I said, everybody, I'm going to make T-shirts, which we now have available for sale. Next, they'll say you can't wear this. And we got them in black and white and different messages on them at Infowars.com. Steve Quayle, do one more minute with us on the other side. I want to plug your website, your books, your materials, all very informative. I know you're so concerned about what's happening. You're not even plugging them these days, but people still need to get them and read them. SteveQuayle.com. My website's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. The Joker contest has gone ultra mega viral.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right.
You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. I believe now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. This is real. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course, plus a 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar, and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Situation. I see that as the only card they've got to really be able to say the general public's the enemy, their pretext of fear and hysteria. That's the best card they've got. They got some other cards they can play. Stage terror, saying conservatives did it, saying anti-New World Order people did it. We now see the Southern Poverty Law Center and others coming out pre-hyping that, so that really increases the danger of that. But does virus increase the risk of cancer? Live cancer viruses, we'll go over more of this. Got Daryl Rund is coming up, a ton of other news as things accelerate and just get crazier and crazier. I want to commend all the video entries of folks out at public places where other posters are being posted, other handbills are being posted. Be sure you follow the rules to do that, but I can only say great job to everybody. This is a great exercise in the First Amendment. Steve, in closing, why do you think this Joker image scares them so much? A. B. Tell us about some of the great books and things you've written.
To order the books that I have written, because especially my weather wars and unnatural disasters, because weather wars and weather modification is going to be used as a force multiplier. They can call my store 406-586-4840. My book that's really critical for the end times is Breathe No Evil. It was written almost a decade ago. My Genetic Armageddon book talks about what's going on, and it actually took into account all of the biological brew that would be unleashed upon us. My book, obviously, Genesis 6 Giants, which is a classic. And I think, Alex, the thing that people need to understand is that this is that we are running out of time. In my perspective, they had better recognize that there comes a day when the powers that be shut the internet off, shut down the communication, shut down the power, shut down everything. And then they're only going to be left to what they know and what they've been trained, ID for, or the knowledge that you, I, and others have given them, those people needing survival skills. You need to go to survivalblog.com, the best website of its kind in the world. Those who need a preparedness manual to get caught up to speed, Holly Deo, Dare to Prepare. And by the way, she's sending you a couple of those, Alex. The biggest, best book for preparation that's ever been done, Dare to Prepare, by Stan and Holly Deo, D-E-Y-O. So I just want to thank you for the time. And, Alex, I say this not as anything other than thank you. I do pray for you, your family's safety. But as far as I know, and I have this sense, our days of speaking are very limited. It's not because of what we would or not do. It's what they intend to do and shut us down. And the full court presses on, and people had better get close to the living God. They'd better repent. They'd better understand that the one who laid all these events out for us in the beginning was Jesus, and he said it's going to happen, and it's going to happen. The question is, can we stop it? Every day we have another day of giving more information out, preparing another individual, another group, or another country around the world. We go worldwide, as you know. That's what I thank God for, moments of mercy, because very soon the moments of mercy will give way to the moments of madness.
Well, I hope that's not the case. We're working to stop that. But why do you think this Joker poster in the last minute has concerned the elitists so much?
the Joker poster is emblematic of evil. In the last, the Heath Ledger portrayal of the Joker in the last Batman was heralded as probably one of the most brilliant portrayals by an actor of sinister evil coupled with sort of a funny face. That's what's getting to the elite. The elite know they've used every form of symbol. They've used every form of subconscious portrayal in all their media, what I call vomit presentations. And now it's because it's being turned back on them, Alex.
Yeah, it's taking,
like it when they get a taste of their own medicine.
It's taking their archetype and defiling their god, their front man, Barack Obama. And that's why we're selling the T-shirt, available at Infowars.com. Don't let them chill your free speech. Wear it proudly in public or we lose the First Amendment. Steve Quayle, thanks for all the info.
Thanks, Alex. Bye-bye.
God bless. SteveQuayle.com, our site's Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. They'll run to straight ahead. Stay with us.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll-free 877-327-0365.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Do you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com or call 888-949-3570.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We have found it! We have found it! And it's going up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com by the end of the show. The Washington Post, with Obama telling his people to take the images of him with hope and change and put it on stop signs and government buildings. Now, we're not saying that. We're saying put it where it's legal and lawful in your area, you know, where people put posters up, which is all over downtown. You see posters, put it up there so they can't say you've done something wrong. They're on the news saying you can't put it on a power pole and that we're criminals, hate criminals, that it's racial. But the Cato Institute's defending us. Sorry, not every criticism of Obama is racist. And they go over it. But, man, they are really coming after us, and they are scared of this. So put more of the posters up, but don't put them up on private property. Put them up where you know, like in downtown areas or bulletin boards or like, you know, you always see the abandoned buildings that have just all over them. People are doing that there, but I guess they may selectively enforce. There could be ads for furniture and ads for lost dogs and ads for the local hamburger place. I guess we should just give in and say, okay, we're going to let you selectively tell us we can't put the posters up. But Obama can be in the Washington Post and tell everybody to put his up. Now, YouTube censoring us. YouTube took down two of my videos, not me joking around like the Joker to promote this contest. That's why I did that. But serious ones where I said, it isn't about Obama. It isn't about Bush. They're puppets. Let's come together against the New World Order. Obama's really a fascist, but he's just a front. The posters aren't racist. They're removing those because they don't want us to come together. And I remember a few months ago talking to Daryl Rundis, who's done a lot of big, successful things in the past. I said, he said, I'm going to start something for the people's own YouTube. And, you know, there's a lot of other video sites out there, but this is going to be one where youdonews.com couldn't beat the URL. He said it was just available. Wow, that's Providence. Just you, the letter U, do news. .com. And there it is. It says coming soon, Daryl. I would imagine we need to have you up for a main interview when it's ready to go.
Well, we should be ready to release it, or should I say unleash this on the public Monday.
Good.
Hopefully we can get down to Austin. Forgive me for not getting in the studio today.
Well, that's fine, but we want to have you when you officially launch it. So in the next few weeks, once it's up and going, we'll get it up. But tell us about You Do News. Well, first off, what do you think about Obama's in the Washington Post saying, put my image up on stop signs? That's a quote, and I have his official White House letter. But then my listeners aren't allowed to put them on power poles.
Well, that among many, many other selective prosecution or selective constitutional enforcement, you know, it's good for them, but it's not good for us. In fact, the one question I'd be asking all these politicians at these town halls is, if this health care is so good, why aren't you doing it? You know what? You know, if it's good for you, then I'll do it too. So I'll do it if you do it. Everybody believes in the golden rule, right? Do unto others as you have them do to you. Even people who don't believe in God believe in the golden rule. So if it's good for us, should be good for them. Let them go first. What do you think?
Well, I agree with you, and I want to get into some more of those issues. But Daryl, tell us about what YouDoNews.com is going to look like.
What it's going to look like. Let me tell you what it's going to be. See, I don't want this to just be some new cool website. Sure, it's going to be like YouTube. You can upload videos. You can also upload audio. So you can record conversations with your politicians or your tax collector when they're railroading you. And you can post them into your own blog on our website, import the audio, and do a story that wraps around that audio. So we're going to have a lot of different media available to people to do, you know, for the news they do. But let me tell you what's really my hope and my prayer for this thing, okay? Because I'm not in this for the money. You know that. What makes this different than YouTube is the fact that we're going to pay you for the news you do. So you can continue to just let your news get tossed down the tube, or you can go to YouDoNews, post your information, post your story, and we're going to pay you for the news you do.
Well, that's a great idea. And we do need more alternatives. I think it's a great name. It's going to have a lot of different functions. I know you got some great IT people. So we should see this launch next Monday. I can go to youdonews.com and start uploading videos.
Absolutely. In fact, let me just give you an example, Alex. I Googled your name on YouTube, okay? You've got a video here that you, I guess, produced 2.7 million views. Let me ask you a question. How much money did YouTube pay you?
They paid me zero. They selectively will do it with some people. We ask, and they said, no, we don't want to be an affiliate with you. And I've been told that, well, I got videos with over 3 million, 4 million, 5 million views actually on there, that a regular person who they do a deal with would probably be paid about $50,000 for that.
That's right. So we want this to be more than what...
No, YouTube makes money off me. And but then still erases what they don't like.
Well, exactly.
I mean, you know, they
think
they're doing me a favor, but they actually want us there.
No, they're making money off the masses. So you listen close, America, okay? Look, I've already made my money. I'm doing this to create a community, an internet community that's certainly of, by, and for. for the people, okay? This is your website. This is going to be a community of independent news journalists who get up, get out, they grab their camera, they grab their cell phone, their recorders, and they start doing news. Because, as Judge Napolitano said at the Tea Party in Ohio, there is nothing the government hates more than for us to expose the deeds they do in darkness with light, the light of the camera. He said the camera is the new gun. And I agree with him. I think that's what's my passion now. It's why I'm doing this whole thing. And once again, it's not about me. This is all about the news you do. So here's how it's going to work. Let me just spell it out for America so they really get this, Alex. We, every single quarter, when we get out of beta testing, which should be about January, every quarter we're going to pay out 20% of our ad revenue. And we're going to distribute that ad revenue, that 20%, to everybody. Yeah, I don't care how long you've been a reporter with You Do News. I don't care what content you produce. As long as it's your content, it's original content, you produce that news. You can take news clips from Fox, do commentary on it, news review is what we call that. Whatever it is, it's got to be creative, it's got to be original, it's got to be factual, it's got to be good, hard-hitting news. But at the end of that quarter, if you got, let's say, Alex, 10% of the total views on our website, you'd get 10% of that ad revenue.
Now, that's exciting, and it'll take a lot of bandwidth. You know, we thought about doing something like ourselves. I just don't have the funds or the energy to try to get raise the money to do something like that. So I'm glad you've got it, Daryl, because for those that don't know, for us, when we have a video that gets like 30, 40,000 views, we've had Google erase our flu emergency report. We posted it, and I forget, it was like 40, 50,000 views in a couple days, and that was a couple thousand dollars for me to have to pay. And we've got pretty good pricing on bulk, bulk bandwidth. We're using, 100 terabytes a month now or something in between everything or more? Yeah. 75 terabytes, but we've got 100. Sometimes we go up to 100 then. That was
the number I was told. Well, believe me, Alex, I have counted the cost, and I'm willing to roll at minimum $1 million of my own dollars into this, okay, before I ever even think about breaking even, in order to create the platform for the people to share the news that everyone in the world needs to know.
Well, that's good, Daryl. I should talk to you behind the scenes. I want to make sure you're getting the best price on bandwidth. I mean, are you using big CDNs?
Yeah, we're going to. That's the only delay. We'd be rolling hot right now. We'd be going live right now. But I want to make sure all the CDNs are in place so that if they hack us or if we get an abundance of views all at one time, that there's what's called load balancing among those CDNs as well. So that way it's fast and good or bigger and better than YouTube. And once again, look, you can keep uploading all your videos to YouTube unless the big corporate Googles of the world make
money. No, exactly. You go on YouTube and you promote things like YouDoNews.com and other things. And so what we do is we never quit YouTube. We battle there, but we battle on other fronts as well.
Well, what I'm saying is don't buy the lie the corporate media has told us that, oh, we got to go viral. Think about this. You produced one of the greatest documentaries, in my opinion, in the Obama deception. All right? Now, hundreds of thousands, millions of people have watched that, and they got to watch it for free. That's wonderful, and that's great, and we all love your heart, and we love your commitment, and we love the thought that, hey, you just want to get the information out into the hands of the people, because you know the truth sets people free. But at the same time, I believe every laborer is worth their hire, and that you should be paid and compensated for the work that you do. So, once again, you can continue to put them on YouTube all you want, that's good, but once our ad revenue starts to go up, people may want to think twice about putting them anywhere but You Do News, because at least you're getting paid for every time someone views.
No, I think it's great, and then that funds your operation. I'm just able to fund it with DVD sales. Unfortunately, as the free quality gets better and better on the web, we see the DVD sales go down, but we've got other ways of raising money. And I do see it in the future, a couple of years from now, where we may not be able to operate because one DVD gets sold and it's free everywhere in that same quality. I'm kind of destroying myself, but we don't have any future anyways if I don't. But no, that's what's great about You Do News and the rest of them. That's why we sell T-shirts and sell the DVDs and hope people will buy them so they have them in the higher quality at Infowars.com or get things
like... Well, you're going to get the best of all worlds. You can continue to do what you've been doing, but you can also be getting that residual check. Just think, years from now when the Obama deception is still getting viewed, those are count towards your clicks, towards the total percentage that you get paid for the news you do. So you'll get the best of all worlds. Like, once again, my heart is in this, not for the money. The love of money is the root of all evil. No, I love people, and I care about my country.
Yeah, Yeah, but Daryl, I know because you've been a big contributor, actually, to this office. People don't even know about that, and you've owned quite a few big successful companies. And I'm glad you're doing this. You don't have to explain that. But it is true, to get people paid will actually generate more, and we need to fund ourselves. The globalists take our money and taxes and then use it against us and then try to tell us we can't hang a sign up on a street corner, but the president tells his minions they can. So we need to get our own media. A great look. Looks like YouTube, actually. That's good. YouDoNews.com, and it's a genius name. And, Daryl, I know you've run multi-million dollar, you know, 50, 60, $100 million companies a year. I forget. Some of your companies I know are bigger than that. And now you've been arrested for preaching the gospel in Dallas. I've seen that in the news. And so I'm aware of your great work. We're going to come back, talk more about this. You Do News, youdonews.com. And we're just here supporting the alternative media and other venues. Coming up, we got the gentleman who wore the gun on his side. And Chris Matthews flipped out. That's coming up in the last 30 minutes of the show as well. Stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. PrisonPlanet.tv is our subscription video site.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
If you'd like to play poker, craps, or roulette at home with casino-style equipment, you need to find a reputable company that you can trust. JustPokerSupplies.com is here to help you find what you need for your at-home casino experience. JustPokerSupplies.com carries the latest professional and custom poker chips, playing cards, craps, and roulette tables, and even custom felt for your new table. Need some help with your game? You will find a large assortment of books and DVDs that will teach you how to dominate the competition. Planning a game room? JustPokerSupplies.com sells Las Vegas-style art, lighting, seating, automatic card shufflers, poker genies, and over 1,500 different products to suit your needs. Whether you want a large game room or just a small one for you and your friends, head on over to JustPokerSupplies.com. That's JustPokerSupplies.com or call 877-255-4616. That's 877-255-4616 today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633.
or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Jordan on 9/11 will be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, and that's going to be part of Obama's 9/11 memorial. So, notice why America's dumbed down and fallen apart. Our heroes are not inventors, they're not scientists, they're not firemen that save kids in burning buildings. It's people that play basketball and football. And I'm not saying you can't like those guys, and that's great, but the establishment has written in documents that they make your hero sports icons so you don't have heroes that really matter. And then kids stop wanting to be an inventor or a scientist or a doctor. They want to be a basketball player, and there's only a few slots for that. And it's this lottery economy. You see them on CNN. They have this thing where for 30 seconds you beg for a job, and then only certain people can get the slot. And it's all about, you know, you got hope and change, and you're rolling the dice. George Orwell talks about that in 1984. Very, very sick society. No, we need to take action ourselves. So many people talk about the government and the corruption, but they don't get involved. Start with videos. Start with websites. Start with audio blogs. So, Daryl Rundis, I can't wait till YouDoNews.com gets launched. What are some of your other websites you can plug today?
Hey, don't forget, I am still giving $20,000 away for anybody who can name the Ten Commandments in 20 seconds or less. So, we give that away in October. So, go to 10andwin.com. Letters TENANDWIN.
Now, what's the catch? 10andwin.com. Why is it so hard, Daryl, to do it in 20 seconds?
Go ahead. Name all 10 in order in 20 seconds.
No, I can't do it.
Exactly. So
but, I mean, I can certainly read it and train and probably...
Well, there you go. So I'm giving everyone an incentive to get back to the basics and the most fundamental...
So how does somebody win then? I mean, if it's easy, then how do you pick the one person?
Well,
you have a bunch of winners.
Up there. Train you in 2 minutes how to learn how to list the law and order in 20 seconds or less. And then in October, I forget the day, you'll have to go to the website and check. I'm going to get on the phone, start drawing names of those who registered one by one. First one I get on the phone that can do it gets $20,000. That simple.
Oh, that's great. That is certainly a good thing you're doing. I know you're good for it. You've certainly helped what we're doing here.
Hey, I just wanted, before we part ways, Alex, I just once again want to let everybody know I thank God for you, and I know I speak for many others out there. It's not easy doing what you're doing. You're constantly being attacked. But remember, man, you catch most of the flack when you're over the target. So you just keep pushing that plow. You don't even think of looking back.
Well, that is certainly the fact, Daryl. And as soon as you launch the site, we'll have you back up. You don't have to come down to Austin from Dallas to be in studio, but if you want to, that'd be great. And I can't wait. I'm glad you're doing this. To get the word out, youdonews.com. You with just a U, youdonews.com, up on screen at prisonplanet.tv.
Hey, and one last thought. Remind people, you guys listening, that as an independent news journalist with You Do News, that gives you access as the press to press passes to get you into these events like Obama is going to be speaking at with Michael Jordan. So we'll be able to hook people up with those press passes. Sometimes you'll, depending on the event, have to pass a background check and get on the police report list. But if you're willing and you're qualified, then we can get you on into those events. We can get you into all those sporting events to interview.
Now, that's the exciting thing. People can do that with You Do News, or I challenge people to start their own news site, have it sound official, and do it. People ask how we get big guests on. We call their publicist.
and say,
hey, we see they got a new book out. You know, can we have this astronaut or this person on? That's how we do it.
Like,
people think I like do some secret handshake to get a big guest on, but it's called the telephone. I mean,
right.
you pick it up and you dial them and you get them on. And that's how everything's done in the world. You just take action. But, Daryl, what do you think of the Southern Poverty Law Center and others coming right out and attacking Oath Keepers, attacking me? I mean, this is really getting scary. They are really getting ready to stage something,
yeah,
in my opinion.
I think you're right, but remember, desperate people do desperate things. So that just reveals, I think, to you and everybody else who's in the know that they're desperate. They're desperate. Now, we definitely need to be on guard because, desperate people do desperate things, and we don't know how desperate. me or anybody that's ever associated with you, then that's actually a good thing. So, look, they did the same thing to Christ. So you're in good company.
Absolutely. Daryl Rundis, we'll talk to you as soon as UDNews.com gets fully launched.
Hey, man, I'm going to leave you with one last scripture. Remember, James 4:17, anyone who knows the good they ought to do and they don't do it, it's a sin. So get up, get out, get busy doing something to take our country back.
Absolutely, yeah. Daryl, good to hear from you.
Take care, Alex. God bless.
You bet. God bless you. When we come back, we're going to talk to the gentleman. They got attacked by Chris Matthews as a thought criminal wearing that gun yesterday down the street from an event that Lord Obama was going to be attending for death care. The death committees, which really do exist. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones, and I want each of you to ask yourself this question. Do you really know what's in your tap water? In a recent study conducted by a major environmental auditor, they found that over 260 chemicals and pollutants are present in municipal drinking water. Many of these chemicals are directly linked to cancer, reproductive, immune, and developmental system diseases. Now, what are you going to do about it? The Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator is a low-cost way to take back control of you and your family's drinking water. The Ecola Blue 28 produces up to 7 gallons of water from the humidity in the atmosphere and uses state-of-the-art carbon filtration, reverse osmosis, and ultraviolet light sterilization techniques. That's right, clean water right from the air you breathe. Order today by calling 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolablue.com today. That's ecolablue.com.
The illusion created by the power elite is a lie that covers even the food they want you to eat. Will you continue to be their profit center, buying their processed food that makes you sick? Go to the doctor and buy their drugs? You don't have to cooperate. There is a solution. InnerHealth Botanicals, a company that my wife and I just love, have been providing products for the last 5 years that give you the perfect solution to this madness. Try their Inner Food with 20 organic ingredients full of dense nutrition that gives you the energy you need and will keep you well. It even won the award for Best Superfood of 2009 from our friend Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I love their NutriCafe, great organic coffee, infused with herbal extracts to boost your immune system. Try all of their truly honest products that will keep you alive and healthy. Go to ENERFOOD.com or give them a call right now, 866-762-9238. Click on their banner at Infowars.com to see all the available discounts.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Let's ask about the presidency and what he's trying to do with health care. You all brought right. A loaded gun. Was your gun loaded today?
Wow. Who would be silly enough to carry an unloaded firearm?
I'm only asking. You're answering the questions. Who's yelling now? Okay, that's on the tape. Why did you bring a loaded gun to a public meeting?
Well, here in New Hampshire,
the law. You can chew gum at church. You can do it. You can ride in on a pogo stick. There's a lot of things you're legally allowed to do. Why did you bring a gun to a meeting with the President of the United States, given the violent history of this country with regard to presidents and assassinations? Why'd you bring a gun to a public event with the president?
Well,
you know the history of this country. If you love this country, you know its history.
Well,
you know we've had a problem with people with guns at presidential events. Why'd you bring a gun to an event with the president?
I do know history. And the history is that our forefathers fought for the right to keep and bear arms, and they believe
that
every person
that.
Should be armed.
Everybody knows that.
Okay, well then.
Well, why did you bring a gun to a presidential event today?
That's not even a relevant question. The question is, why don't people bear arms these days?
Okay, let's ask. Okay, you brought a sign that said the Tree of Liberty has to be watered with the blood of tyrants, and you're carrying a goddamn gun at a presidential event. Yeah, I think those things make people wonder what you're about.
Right. The sign didn't say anything about blood.
What did it say?
It's time to water the Tree of Liberty.
And where did that come from? That line?
It's a quote from Thomas Jefferson.
And what's the rest of the line?
Now, the rest of the line is for people to look up. It's not a soundbite. They need to understand the context.
What's the rest of the line from Jefferson?
The Tree of Liberty must be refreshed from time to time with the blood of tyrants and patriots.
Okay, well, you're carrying a gun and you're carrying that sign, and
right.
You don't think people should worry about you?
No, I don't think people should worry about me.
Well, let me ask you about the history of people that carry guns to presidential events. Tell me that history, sir.
Are you speaking of a particular event?
I'm talking about people who bring guns to presidential events in history.
Tell me their history. I'll tell you this, Chris. We just started new history. I was there today.
Oh, you started new history.
There was a peaceful rally. No one was injured.
Okay.
No one on our side was alarmed. People in New Hampshire are used
you
to
can run
arms.
On
no
for a long time. Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time.
I want to thank Jared for staying up here late last night to get a hold of William Kostrick. When I first heard the news reporting this, it was like guy with an earpiece out there with a gun right in front of Obama. No, he was down the street at a private rally in New Hampshire where they're trying to reclaim their liberty by openly demonstrating the Second Amendment. That's how you get it back. They've got us to hide in our houses with it to where now every day or two I see an article of some old man working on his rifle in his garage. And the neighbors in Texas call the police and they come arrest them, or in Illinois or anywhere. So William Kostrick does have a lot of courage to do that. Some other fellow today, hours before Obama even arrived in New Hampshire, they arrested him saying it was illegal to have a gun without a permit. You don't have to have a permit to have a gun in New Hampshire or most states. So that just illustrates what he's talking about. He's with the Free States Project. He had a big Restore the Republic sign. We talked to Gary Franchi yesterday, Kurt Nemo did, and said, no, we know that guy. He really is a patriot. But with all these setups and the ADL and Simon Wiesenthal Center and also the mainly the Southern Poverty Law Center demonizing me and others, we're looking for them to stage something, so that's what we're concerned about. But, Mr. Kostrick, it's good to have you on with us today.
It's good to be with you.
It's good to have you here. Tell us about yourself. Tell us where you really were, what you were doing. I've seen very few people do as well with Chris Matthews because he won't let you talk, and since they're attacking you, I think you cleaned Chris Matthews' clock almost as good as when we went and shut him down with a bullhorn, but that's one in a million thanks to the great demonstrators. But no, seriously, one-on-one, you did a great job. I don't think I could have done a job as good as you did, being calm while that weasel was talking to you.
Well, I got to tell you, I was sweating. It was rough. He's good at what he does. I don't hold him any ill will. I see a lot of people wrote some nasty things about him. Fact is, the name of the show is Hardball. That's what he does. That's what I expected walking in. I've been in sales for a while. I have a little bit of experience public speaking, so that helped out. But even so, it was pretty brutal. And I was glad watching it afterwards that everything went as well as it did.
Absolutely. People can watch the whole clip up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Tell us about what you actually saw out at the event, and then what made you think, I'm going to go wear a sidearm on my side, and I'm going to have a sign saying, water the Tree of Liberty.
It's a fortuitous confluence of events. I was at some other activism in the state and was having a conversation with some folks. I wasn't even actually aware of the visit of the rally, and it was just the day before. They said, he's coming in, it's gonna be a big deal, and I'm like, well, someone should be there open carrying, and everybody kind of looked at me like I was a little off, and I said, I'll go do it. And,
but what you're doing is so revolutionary that I mean, people wimp out on this. And even in Texas now, if you're trying to walk with a shotgun on by your own ranch down the side of a highway, a cop will pull up and ask what you're doing. In America, no one dare carry a rifle in the back of their pickup truck anymore. Just 15 years ago, you saw it everywhere. They're killing our culture, you and others. I know Vermont, New Hampshire, Arizona, a few other states, people are open carrying everywhere. Colorado, and the slaves are having to learn that this is their right. And I saw a Violence Policy Center, Brady gun grab group on MSNBC this morning. They were talking about you and others viciously, how dangerous it is. But see, they've got all their armed police and all their weapons. They're threatened by their slaves. They're like Bengal tigers in the jungles of India, not liking to see a little deer suddenly grow big claws and fangs. So we are their food, and of course they're going to want us to be declawed and defanged before they drop out of a tree like a boa constrictor and have their way with us.
Yeah, it's interesting because the truth is, I don't know the exact number, but I think over 40 states it's legal to open carry in, but the vast majority of those you don't dare unless you want to get your face slammed into the ground. And New Hampshire is a place where you still generally can. As activists, we have had a few incidents, nothing brutal, but, you know, minor harassments, and we've gone, spoke to the police chief, spoke to the media, spoke to the mayor, and educated them on that everyone who's carrying a firearm is not a criminal. And that's why it's important for people to do it regularly, to be seen doing it, so that people don't make the assumption when they see a firearm that it's a criminal. They need to see it so often that when they see it, the assumption is, that's a law-abiding citizen, that's my neighbor, that's a guy that I can trust.
Well, what you're doing is as revolutionary as it gets to restore the republic. And, Mr. Kostrick, I can only commend what you're doing.
I'm glad that you guys were able to talk to Gary and clear up, at least on your site, this whole agent provocateur thing. It still seems pretty widespread in other areas of the internet.
But see, that shows even. We see the Fed's provocateur stuff constantly, and so right. Nine times out of ten it is. And then to see somebody with incredible courage like yourself, because it's one thing to do open carry in New Hampshire or Colorado or Vermont or Arizona at some event or when you're out doing business. But I mean, when the president's coming around. Again, just amazing courage on your part, and I don't think it's really an apology, but more of a correction that, well, we didn't say you were a Fed for sure. We said, we'll find out, and we did, and then corrected it. Again, your bold courage and Thomas Jefferson spirit really puts us to shame, so we commend you. But absolutely, what was it like when you were out there? What was it like? You were talking to the fellow who was out there, I guess a few blocks away from where Obama was at on private property, with a handgun strapped to his hip, to his thigh, and the Water the Tree of Liberty quote from Thomas Jefferson.
I was in the thick of the protesting area for a good half hour, 40 minutes, I don't know, at least a half an hour, and many of the state police, the local police, they had walked past me numerous times, countless times already. I'm there holding my sign, and then we see them moving through the crowd looking down, and someone said to me, oh, they're checking people's hands, and of course I knew at that moment that, no, they're looking for me. So I just waited there with my sign, and the gentleman who came up to me, Lieutenant McDonald, was very cordial, extremely polite. I saw someone say on one of the comments that, if a cop sees someone with a gun at something like this, they don't just walk up and say hi. Well, that's exactly what happened. He walked up, he introduced himself, he said, would you mind stepping off to the side and speaking with me? I did. We have video of the entire encounter from the time he walked up to the end of it. Very cordial, very polite. I can't.
Is that posted yet? I'd like to play that here because we're also doing a TV show right now.
It is nowhere online as of right now.
We need to get that up on YouTube.
We've been working on that. We've been working on it.
Well, good. Can't wait to see that.
Actually, there were several cameras on scene. So
good. Is there a website that we should look for it to surface on?
Not yet.
Okay, well, I mean, on YouTube, what are you going to call the video? Patriot?
What do you suggest?
No, I'm just thinking because I want to post it on InfoWars and Prison Planet as soon as it comes up, William. Now,
as soon as we get it taken care of, you'll be the first to know.
Okay, well, you're awesome.
I'll send you an update.
You bet. Well, I always talk about how we've got to save the gun culture by exercising it openly. Because, I mean, it's gotten to the point in Texas where a carpet cleaner comes to your house and sees a gun case and calls the cops. Because they live right in TV land, and they think because everything's based in New York and Chicago on these dramas that those cop shows are real. The general public thinks those actors are real people. I mean, the public's, like, literally under mind control. And so they come to your house and think your guns are illegal. So what you're doing is invaluable. What was it like once the national media contacted you? Were you like, how did you do that? I mean, Chris Matthews didn't know what to do. The fact that we're not cowed, that you're not cowed, that people are breaking their spell, was just so, and that you weren't apologetic to him, was just devastating.
Well, the way it went down, unremorseful. I think that's the way I'm labeled on the, Arianna Huffington site. Amazingly enough. What happened is, he went ahead and asked me to, if I was aware of the, federal law, 1,000 feet from a school. I said that I was, that there were exceptions to that, that I was an exception to that. And, he called it in. He said basically that, that doesn't matter, that because it's a school, is that they can ask me to leave. And if I refuse to leave, then I would be arrested. In fact, for trespassing.
Said this to you.
He did. Once again, he was very polite. He was calling in, checking back with whoever was in charge there. And
but you can't have a slave with a gun near the emperor. Okay.
Well, he did say we're going to have to move you a 1,000 feet, and this is where this is where things just got really amazing, because I said, where is the 1,000-foot line? And he didn't know, so he got on the phone and started trying to find out. Meanwhile, there's been such a ruckus that these news agencies are starting to come up and talk to me. So actually, it took him about 10 to 12 minutes to get an answer back. Meanwhile, I'm conducting interviews with the Boston Globe, the New York Post. I mean, they're coming up right there. And so he comes back, and he says, well, we're going to ask you to move down to the end of the block, past the barricade. And I said, well, that's more than 1,000 feet. And he's like, well, I don't really know where the 1,000 feet is, but that's what we're going to ask you to do. And he said, I can't even tell you if I would arrest you if you refused to do that, because, you know, he was clearly not wanting to arrest me, and he wasn't going to do so unless ordered to by higher ups, is the impression that I was getting. So at this point, I had to make a judgment call, and I was undecided as to what the right thing to do here was. At that time, he got a call on his cell phone, and who exactly it was, I'm not 100%. I believe that it was the police chief who came through and said that apparently right maybe 30 feet from where I was currently standing when this whole incident started, that there was a church, and that church was private property, and therefore I would be all right there. So instead of pushing the 1,000-foot permit issue, I just moved over, and that's where I stood through the rest of the event.
Well, the issue here is we've been trained by the police that we can't have our rifles in our cars. There's no law. They'll just beat you in the head with a club and find something to take you to prison for. We have to teach them that's illegal and criminal. Even in Texas, we've been castrated. You obviously haven't been in Vermont, Arizona, and New Hampshire, and a few areas of Colorado. I commend you. It's just amazing. We should start a national organization. Somebody should, for having these events in numbers. I know the Black Panthers, and I support what they did in Houston, marched armed, because this is our right of free humans. And if we allow them through the common law to restrict us, practice is a large part of the law, and it becomes the common law. Go ahead.
Exactly, and you're absolutely right. And I lived in Arizona. I came from Arizona, and I moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project to work to achieve liberty in our lifetime. And New Hampshire's not a Arizona's not a half bad state when it comes to gun laws, right? But they started doing the they were one of the first states to go with the Real ID. We had Governor Napolitano, and I saw what was happening in New Hampshire, and I said, you know, that's the last bastion of freedom. This is where the nanny staters don't want to be, right? The
yeah, we have to.
Don't want to be babysit. This is the state that has no state income tax. It's the last state that has no seatbelt laws. It has no mandatory insurance. I mean, there's so many things that the live free or die state, the spirit of the locals, they live that way.
Yeah, we have to make it the custom again. We have to practice and exercise these freedoms, or they atrophy and die. To the point of now, you got to hide your guns with repair people in Texas because they think they're illegal and they want a bounty. The billboards everywhere say report illegal guns, show a picture of a revolver. The moron public doesn't know that. And so thank God for you. Millions of people yesterday all over international TV learned that, wait, you're allowed to have a gun? And so maybe when I have an exterminator in my house, he won't go call the police on me. I just
saw the headline coming out of England where apparently I am labeled a gunman. And interestingly, in some of the articles that I've read, I'm labeled a loner. So I've been labeled a loner and a gunman, but so far not a lone gunman. So we'll see if that
maybe you fire magic bullets that can shoot through two or three people through a bunch of bones and metal and not be damaged. Maybe you're like the Lucky Charms leprechaun that you hop around like the Fighting Irish with gold coins shooting out of your mouth. Stay there, Mr. Kostrick. I want to get a few final comments from you and maybe have you up for a full hour in the near future. You're a very interesting person, and New Hampshire sounds like a better place to live.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold, hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a
stop to identity theft, visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio-blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
William Koster, we got to have him back up soon. I noticed a line. They arrested a guy in New Hampshire hours before Obama even got there, somewhere near where he was going to speak. They're looking in cars for guns. And they said he was arrested for not having a registered gun. There's no registry law in New Hampshire. So I wanted to ask Mr. Koster about that. I kept saying, hearing in the news, your gun was registered. Let me guess. There's no reason to register a gun when there's no law to register it. That's more of that mass lie, as if the whole country is New York City and lower Manhattan. Let me guess. Your gun wasn't registered and it was all a lie.
That is correct. That is correct. My gun was neither registered nor was it required to be. And interestingly, to the horror of many out there, they at no point even asked me for ID. At no point during the event, during the footage, all the time that I talked to the cops, all the time that they asked me, you know, to please move, relocate, the whole thing, I was never even asked for
ID. Well, the truth is, if you were a criminal that wanted to go after the president, it wouldn't be open. That's why they have a permit for a concealed, because it's illegal under common law to conceal a weapon. Only criminals and murderers do that. Free men wear weapons openly. And we need to get back to being free men, not slaves, in England and others. Those poor people, now they're putting cameras in the parents' rooms, watching them 24 hours a day. That's what happens when they get your guns in Australia, in England. Mr. Kostrick, are there any websites you want to plug?
FreeStateProject.org, New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, and start there. There are a dozen great, off the top of my head, liberty activist groups.
Look, we're going to do this soon. William, I got to jump. We're going to have you back up for a full hour. I'm going to set you up for a full hour next week. This is only going to heat up. God bless you, and it was good having you here with us.
I've got more. Looking forward to being back.
You bet. We look forward to having you. I'll have Jaron set you up next week. Thank you. I just wanted to add before the show ended that I was just watching CNN during the break, that same congressman. They are loving this swastika on the congressman's sign. Because he screamed at his constituents and told them they were basically scum. It backfired. Then somebody went and sprayed that. That swastika's saving his butt. And I bet if it does come out in the wash, somebody affiliated with the congressman sprayed that. Because people have been caught. We need an article about people being caught putting swastikas on their own property at the dorms and churches and everywhere else. We're sick of it. And this is what they're going to do. They're going to victimize themselves to demonize us. Guaranteed. We got a minute and a half left. I twisted Ted's arm because gold is up again right now. He still has gold left from 3 weeks ago, gold and silver, when gold was almost $60 lower than it is now and silver was a couple bucks lower than it is now. But he is almost running out of this. And if it keeps going up, I've never seen him extend the offer this long. Quickly, Ted, tell folks about the coins and the number here at the end of the show.
Yeah, Walking Liberty halves right now at 869. The franc coin is still currently at 216, and the British sovereign is at 266. All those coins are relative to gold sitting around 911, silver closer to $11 an ounce. Of course, we all know that silver's been poking into 15 and gold into the 960 level, so there's been a great movement forward, and I'm just grateful that there's a couple of little dips in the time here. Just yesterday, I was able to accumulate something else and keep my average cost down, so want to pass the savings on to the listeners, that's for sure.
800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. The lying media says don't get gold, but all the wealthy people have been piling in on it. You cannot beat this deal. 800-686-2237. Brokers will be there till midnight tonight, and I'm sure Ted can hold that deal into tomorrow, so don't wait. 800-686-2237. Even if it's a silver half dollar, a silver dollar, a quarter ounce gold coin, or 100 ounces of gold, they got your needs. 800-686-2237. Great job, crew. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Great job to John Harmon up in Minnesota, up in Mission Control. Great job to Cape Canaveral down here. Retransmission, powerful transmission, coming up now, InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator this summer. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded, especially with the high-demand summer months ahead. Number four, the hurricane and dangerous summer storm season is here again. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, a longtime sponsor of ours. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun yet. So go to mysolarbackup.com or call toll free 877-327-0365.